school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Todd Warner with sideline reports, Gary Fickle with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's Alex Kuhn.
Welcome to the Unidome for this Class 4A semifinal matchup on all three KGYM frequencies between the Iowa City West Trojans and the Bettendorf Bulldogs. Iowa City West coming in at 11-0 on the season, the number one ranked team in Class 4A. Bettendorf at 10-1, they're number four in Class 4A. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Warner. Class A matchup just wrapped up between West Sioux Haywarden and St. Albert Council Bluffs. West Sioux Haywarden advances to the state final with a 55-21 victory. And the winner of this game right here will take on the winner of the next game here this evening, the nightcap at the Unidome between Ankeny Centennial and Dowling Catholic, the four-time defending state champion in Class 4A. Bring in the second and third members of our crew, Gary Fickle and Todd Warner. Gentlemen, good afternoon, and we'll start with you, Todd. What a heavyweight matchup we seem to have this afternoon into this evening between two programs that you expect to see here in the postseason.
Absolutely. Alex, you got Bettendorf, who's kind of one of your traditional powers. They've been, state finals, state contender for many years. Quite a long time. They've got a long history, whereas Iowa City West is kind of a new program here on the scene as far as, they were here last year, but they're kind of still in their infancy under Coach Hartwig. And so, it's kind of a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new, but these are two great programs and great teams.
And Gary, this is a matchup that we saw last year in the quarterfinals, and Iowa City West won it 24-17. Let's think back to last year, the beginning of the season. Iowa City West had a couple of difficult losses to City High, and then they lost that next week to Prairie. Since then, they have won 18 consecutive football games.
Absolutely on fire. We've talked about how the players have developed over these last 2 years, particularly Evan Flitz at the quarterback position. But you know what, you guys? We also have to mention this coaching staff. I mean, they have really, really come together. They've gelled as a unit. They're getting stronger and stronger each and every game. And it's just an impressive football program right now under the direction of Garrett Hartwig over at West High.
Well, let's talk about Garrett Hartwig for a second. This was it was a little bit rocky early on in his tenure. But last year, like I said, when they turned that corner, he took them to a state final last year. They were the runner-up to Dowling Catholic, gave the Maroons a pretty good game. And then here they are back in the Dome this year, and he seems to have things rolling on the west side of Iowa City.
Well, it's built on a tremendously explosive offense as well as a quick, aggressive defense. And, they got Carwell in as the kicker. Punting-wise, it's going to be interesting to see who steps out onto the field to punt for West High tonight. But special teams, they spend an awful, awful lot of time at practice. It's not overlooked by Coach Hartwig. It's just a sound team.
Let's talk about the offense, because this is one of the more complete offenses in the state of Iowa, because they can beat you in so many different ways. Offensively, they can run the football with not only their quarterback Evan Flitz, but they have Andre White and Tramell Roberts, who are very, very good running the football. And they also have several targets receiving the football in Jalen Godet and Travis Buchanan, and two really good tight ends in the Iowa commit Dylan Doyle and Jason Strunk. If you're a defense, if you're Bettendorf coming into this game, you can't key on just one player.
Well, two, for that matter. Yeah, it's going to be very, very difficult from a defensive scheme. You want to try to turn an offense into a one-dimensional team, either, make them run or make them pass one or the other, something that they're not comfortable with. When you're a balanced offense, man, that can give defensives a lot of fits.
And, Todd, it all starts with their quarterback, Evan Flitz, who's really the focal point of that offense. He runs the read option. He delivers the ball on time, and he can also run the ball, keep it and run it himself.
Well, his development has been the key to the growth of this program. And what he's done this year has just been amazing. He's completing nearly 70% of his passes. He's got 558 yards rushing. he's just been efficient. 26 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and he is he runs the show here, and he's a coach on the field. He's a very excellent student. I think he's a 35 or 36 ACT.
I think they're talking about possibly heading out to the Ivy League. I mean, this young man has a head on his shoulders that just is incredible.
You know, so when you have an individual like that, I shouldn't say a kid, when you have an athlete, a student athlete, leading your team with those skills, you're going to have some success.
Well, a lot of times, I mean, you just look at the stats, and as you alluded to, there's more to it at that particular position. You know, that command of the huddle, that presence on the field, that demeanor, the way he carries himself. I mean, he sets the tone for this West High offense.
He absolutely does. Defensively, there are a couple of things that we'll need to watch this. There have been some injuries for this West High team, and they've been mostly on the defensive side of the football. Josh Halverson, the junior, who has been outstanding at defensive end, will not play today. Chris Mott will step in at that position. The good news is Landon Green is
back last week
at defensive tackle, a 5'9", 190-pound junior. He'll be getting the start. Tom Adolph will not get the start at the other defensive tackle position. That's the bad news, but the good news is that Jason Strunk has stepped in, and he's playing at a really high level. And they get a little bit overshadowed because of the offense, but this defense has a lot of playmaking ability and a lot of speed on that side of the football.
Well, you look up front. They're not particularly big, but, boy, these guys run. And I'm not so sure they don't have possibly the best set of linebackers, at least as far as what we've seen throughout the course of the year. They're active and they're tough. I mean, you're talking Fedler, you're talking Roberts, you're talking Doyle. These guys can run and hit, and they attack the football.
And on the other side, Bettendorf. This is going to be a little bit of a contrast of styles here today. Bettendorf runs the football quite a bit. Nigel McIntosh over 1,100 yards rushing on the season. They're led by their quarterback, Carter Bell, who's been very efficient with the football, has not thrown an interception, but is only averaging throwing just over 100 yards per game. So this is a Bettendorf team with a big offensive line led by their center and their left guard, Griffin Deere and Joe Moffitt, both over 290 pounds, that really want to pound the football and control the line of scrimmage.
Let's go back to the quarterback, Bell. He's the only quarterback that's thrown for 1,000 yards this year and does not have an interception. I mean, that is absolutely remarkable. When I was visiting with Coach, you know, we both kind of looked at each other being former quarterbacks, and he's just like, do you know how hard that is to go through a season without a pick?
These are two quarterbacks that have been incredibly efficient with the football. No picks for Carter Bell. And for Evan Flitz, 26 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions. So it'll maybe turnovers a key to this football game.
Well, we've got that listed down as keys to the game in regards to the turnovers. You've got to minimize your mistakes. That's going to be really, really important in big ball games. And make no mistake, this is a big ball game. One thing coming into this contest, though, is the health of Carter Bell. We're not quite sure where he stands. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was injured last week in the quarterfinal game and actually did not play in the second half, from my understanding. He's sustained a shoulder injury to his non-throwing shoulder. How severe that is, not quite sure, but I'm sure West High is going to find out early from the defensive standpoint.
And you get to this time of year, there's some bumps and bruises along the way and some guys toughing it out here in week 12 of the high school football season. We have a dandy for you here this afternoon on all three of our KGYM frequencies. If you're expecting to hear the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, we'll have it for you on Monday. Todd experienced a death in the family. I'm here at the Unidome, so we're going to have this Iowa City West and Bettendorf game on all three KGYM frequencies. Also have to say this, last night,
yes,
you have to give congratulations to the Solon Spartans on an outstanding season, not the way they wanted to end it, but you have to give all the credit in the world to Mr. Dwayne Schulte and the Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints for the game plan that they put together, and they're going to have a chance to knock off a state championship streak themselves when they take on Pella next week.
Yeah, I just thought that game completely caught me by surprise. I mean, we were texting each other all night long just to as we were following the game. It was just such a surprise and so out of character for Solon to have an offense just kind of run over a defense that they've had all season long, and all the shutouts and great defensive play that they had all year, to see that take place. I mean, that was just an absolute shock. But as you said, Alex, man, our hats go off to Cedar Rapids Xavier. I just thought that they were a phenomenal football team last night. You had young Quinn Schulte at quarterback. He was poised. He ran that offense to efficiency. You know, they scored on special teams on a punt return. They had some picks on Cam Miller. They just played a complete football game, and it will be an exciting matchup when they take on the Dutch from Pella.
So you brought this back to this game for just a second. Garrett Hartwig, the head football coach for Iowa City West, he's in his fourth season, 32-15 his overall record, and like we talked about, led this team to a runner-up finish in Class 4A, and he sat down with our very own Gary Fickle earlier in the week.
I'm with Garrett Hartwig, head football coach of the number one rated West High Trojans. Coach, congratulations on reaching the semifinals. We're now down to the final four teams in this year's playoffs, and you have the Bettendorf Bulldogs this Friday at 4:06 in the Unidome. Garrett, before we talk about Bettendorf, why don't you recap your quarterfinal rematch with number six Cedar Falls, in which you won 27-9. It looks like it was a great team victory.
Yeah, you know, thinking back on that game, it was the type of game you have to win, and if you want to play in the Dome, you had two really good teams going at it, teams that don't make a lot of mistakes or beat themselves, and, you know, we were fortunate to come out on top. Big plays, solid special teams, and then, you know, fortunately for us, we were able to make a few plays in the second half that kind of distanced us from what Cedar Falls was doing, but hats off to those guys. They played well, and they're a good team.
Was it quite a bit different than the first time you faced Cedar Falls? I know they put you in a hole. I think it was 17-0 in the first half. Here, I don't think you were behind in this game, which, boy, you really turned it on after Cedar Falls, coming out of the chute quickly in the rest of your ball games.
You know, to be honest with you, that feels like another season ago. I think both teams would, at least from our perspective, would argue that we were two different teams then, or on Friday, than we were back in September. So, you know, the game back in the Dome in September didn't really resonate a whole lot with us, other than just some coaching points on the mistakes we made here and there, which I guess is what you have to rely on. But I think, it just had a completely different feel to a different season, and we took it as that game isolated in the playoffs, as opposed to, you know, falling back to September, you know, 8-9 games ago.
Well, Bettendorf comes into Friday's game at 10-1, rated number 4. Their lone loss was to West Des Moines Valley in the season opener, 23-16. They're led by junior quarterback Carter Bell. I'm sure you're going to share some things with us here in just a couple seconds, who has had a terrific year so far. He's 87 out of 124. You and I are former quarterbacks, and, man, we just this stat catches us in amazement. No interceptions on the course of the season. He completes 70.2% of his passes. He's thrown for 1,303 yards, 17 TDs. What about Carter Bell, Coach?
Well, honestly, I think it starts with his O-line. You know, he makes very smart decisions, but to the O-line's credit, they give him time to do that. I mean, a lot of picks happen at the high school level when a quarterback is rushed, and his escapability allows him to survey the field and make smart decisions. So it starts with his O-line. They have very talented receivers. He has escapability, and he makes the right decision. And when you have that combination, those four elements, you're not going to throw picks, and that's why he is so tough. I mean, his feet prevent the picks. The O-line gives him time, and he makes the right decision. And he's got a gun, man. He can throw it. And when you've got that type of skill set, you're not going to make a lot of mistakes.
His favorite receiver is senior Ben Wilson, who's caught 39 passes for 611 yards, 5 TDs. After Wilson, Bell is really spreading the wealth around. He has 9 other players who have had receptions on the year, and of those 9 players, Coach, 6 have found the end zone.
Other balance, you know, I mean, that's a tribute to what they want to do on as far as the offensive side of the ball is concerned. You know, looking at them on film, they'll spread the ball around, they'll have different formations, and you know, we've got to stay very basic in our approach, in that we don't do anything outside of our job. If we start chasing motions and chasing formations, they're gonna come back and get us and bite us. It's up to our players to maintain their discipline on defense, to do their job, and we have to play physical.
Play as a unit, not individually, right?
Correct.
Well, boy, I tell you what, Bentendorf traditionally has always been a running football team ever since I can remember. This year, certainly no exception. As a team, they've run for 2,585 yards and have a 7.2 yard per carry average. Leading the charge on the ground is senior Nigel McIntosh. He's run for 1,153 yards and 17 TDs. He averages 8.2 yards per carry. The second leading rusher on the team is their quarterback, Carter Bell. He's rushed for a little over 700 yards, has a 7.1 yard per carry average to go along with 14 rushing TDs. So he's that dual threat quarterback.
Yeah, it comes back to their balance. You know, they don't have we can't isolate solely on one receiver. We can't stop the run against one ball carrier, so to speak. We've got to account for the quarterback. We've got to account for their tailback. And it's going to take a team effort. If we start chasing formations and chasing alignments and things like that, motions, we'll be in trouble.
Well, Coach, let's talk about the Trojans. Make no mistake, you're led by senior quarterback Evan Flitz. He was really good last year in leading the Trojans to the Class 4A championship game. He's better this year. He's physically stronger, and he's showing all of us he can run the ball also. Evan's thrown for 2,347 yards with 26 TDs, only 3 interceptions. He completes just shy of 70% of his passes. As I mentioned, he can run the ball. He has 558 yards on the ground with 10 TDs. He averages a little over 6 yards per carry. Knowing he's your quarterback, you must sleep pretty well at night.
Yeah, he's special. You know, I mean, if I had to pull out all the adjectives to describe Evan, I'd be here for a long time. And that's something that I have not given myself a time to think about yet. We're still playing, which is we're very fortunate to be here. And there'll be a time when I sit back with my offensive coaches and we talk about some of the things he was able to do, and some of the stuff he is able to do. You can't coach. I mean, he's just a football player. He's a great quarterback, and it's been our privilege as a coaching staff to work with him.
It's always nice to have a quarterback for 2 years, too, not just that senior year. It makes a big difference. A lot of talented receivers he has an opportunity to throw to. You've got Travius Buchanan, 59 catches, 949 yards, 13 TDs. Jalen Gaudette, 36 catches, 558 yards, 4 TDs. And, boy, let's not forget Austin West, Dylan Doyle, and Austin Grieslin. They all have at least 12 catches. 9 other players have caught passes this season for the Trojans. You're awfully talented as well at the receiver position.
Yeah, you know, those guys work hard. I mean, we've got we rep receiver work all year pretty much, you know, whether it's in the weight room for strength and conditioning. And when you get to summer, it's drill work. And these kids, they buy in, they work hard. And the best thing I can say about these guys is they never know when it's going to be their night, but they all prepare for it like it is. And you have to have that. And Evan is a good enough quarterback that he understands his first option, second option, third option. If he needs to get to his fourth option, he will. So these guys always know that when they're in the route, they have a chance to get the ball.
You know, when you have thunder and lightning in the backfield, Tramiel Roberts can just flat out run downhill. He's racked up 738 yards and a 9.2 yard per carry average. Then you have the elusive running ability of Andre White, who just makes defenders look bad at times. Those offensive numbers, Coach, are the byproduct of a strong, quick offensive line. We need to give them a lot of credit, too, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, it starts with their coaches, you know, Josh Flaming, Travis Mead, John Gleason. These guys do a great job working with these linemen. And the linemen, you know, we as a staff and we as a program look at guys. We want strong, quick athletes. We don't necessarily look for the big, huge type of linemen, and that's just our kind of philosophy, and it fits with our mold on offense. And we have that this year with these 4 seniors and a junior up front. And it all starts with those guys. You know, Jonathan Gannon, Guy Snow, Joe Brittle, Nate Daniels, those 4 seniors that really anchored us this year. And they're all athletes first, you know, I think. And you have to be. So they provide a lot of opportunities for Tramiel and Dre, who they both work hard too. I can't, you know, it's hard for me to sit back and compliment these guys repeatedly because we're still playing. But after a while, I'll do that. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun to work with, and we're seeing the fruits of their labor at this point.
Coach, we're going to wrap up our interview with our version of the lightning round. I'm going to give you a word or two words or a phrase, and you tell me in a sentence or two what it means to Trojan football. Are you set?
I think so.
Let's do it. Win first down.
staying on schedule, both offensively and defensively. You've got to move the ball forward on offense to get in second and short situations, second and medium at the worst, and defensively, you've got to get them behind schedule, so to speak, which keeps your defense on schedule, and that is a key component to winning this game.
How about field position?
I hear field position. I think special teams. The hidden yards and a kick, fielding a punt versus letting it roll, covering a punt as opposed to letting the returner get yardage upfield, putting a ball in the end zone on kickoff, getting upfield on kickoff return, hidden yardage.
How about turnovers?
Game changers. You've got to protect the football in the playoffs, and you've got to protect the football in big games. And if you have a turnover either way, it can change a game big time in a great way, or it can be very devastating and tough to overcome.
How about let's go with adversity?
Playoff football. I think every team that's in the dome, you know, 8-man through 4A, has faced and overcome adversity. If you haven't, you are not playing right now. And I think playoff football.
Last one. Advance.
Think about that later. If you want to advance, you got to focus on the next play. And for us, it's having a good warm-up for the game, as crazy as that sounds, and then mentally getting ready to roll, and then kicking the ball off well on kickoff or bringing it out beyond the 30-yard line on return, and one play at a time, and the advance part will take care of itself.
Well, Coach, as always, thanks for taking the time to visit. Best of luck on Friday against Bentendorf. We're really looking forward to covering this matchup.
All right, it's been great seeing you guys again this year, as always, and hopefully we get to talk one more time.
Thank you, Garrett Hartwig, and Gary, lightning round.
Lightning round. You like that?
I did.
Yeah.
And do you think that this team at all takes on the kind of calm, cool, yet businesslike and intense demeanor that their head coach does?
Yes. They are very, very businesslike. You come out and catch a practice, there's not a lot of goofing around or anything. I mean, they are all very attentive. The coaches are, you know, that's their expectation. They're out there to practice to get better. They want to get better every single chance they get as far as the practices go. Coach Hartwig, make no mistake about it. I mean, he is the general, and they all line up behind him and march right along. It's impressive.
You're listening to the Wendy's pregame show on all three KGYM frequencies ahead of this Class 4A matchup in the semifinals between number 1 Iowa City West and number 4 Bettendorf. Now we're going to get you the starting lineups before we get to the keys for keys to the game for Bettendorf offensively. We'll start with their offensive line. Their left tackle is Max Dormeyer. He's a junior at 5'11", 235 pounds. Joe Moffitt is the left guard, 6'1", 295. And the center is Griffin Deere, a 6'2", 290-pound junior. John Cavins is the right guard, 6'3", 210 pounds and a senior. And Cole Buman gets the start at right tackle, 6'4", 245 pounds. And a junior, the aforementioned Carter Bell, 5'10", 170 pounds. He gets the start at quarterback. Nigel McIntosh and Tyler Siha are the running backs. Ben Wilson and Darian Porter are the wide receivers. And Jaron Shook gets the start at tight end. Defensively for the Bulldogs, Rocky Schoenfelder and Jaden Kurt, who is an outstanding defensive end, gets the start at defensive end. Griffin Little is the freshman in the middle, 6'3", 235 pounds. And Dasani Carter gets the start at the other defensive tackle position, 6'1", 265, and a senior. Luke Soko, Alex Blizzard, and Mason Morris are the linebackers. Blake Rollinger and Jalen Figgs are the corners, and Dustin Harris and Josh Licata get the start at the two safety positions. Now for the Trojans offensively. Across the offensive line, left tackle is Jonathan Gannon, 6'4", 245 pounds, and a senior. Joe Brittle gets the start at left guard, 6'2", 235, a senior. 6'1", 250-pound Guy Snow gets the start at center. He's a senior. Ben Castor is the right guard. He is a junior and Ian Glessing gets the start at right tackle. Evan Flitz is the quarterback for the Trojans, 6'1", 180 pounds, completing 70% of his passes on the season, 26 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. Jalen Godet and Travis Buchanan are the wide receivers. Andre White and Tremel Roberts are the running backs, and Dylan Doyle and Jason Strunk are the tight ends. defensively for the Trojans. We mentioned a couple of changes due to injuries. Chris Mott will get the start for the injured Josh Halverson at one defensive end position. On the other side of the line, it will be Dylan Shepard, 6'3", 205 pounds, and a senior. Jason Strunk in for the injured Tom Adolph. He is, and Landon Green is the other defensive tackle after returning from injury last week against Cedar Falls. Caden Fedler, Tremel Roberts, and Dylan Doyle are the stable, and a very good stable at that, of linebackers. Ryan Kadinge and Andre White are the corners. Austin West and Cole Mabry, who has an Iowa State offer as a junior, are the safeties. This game will get underway in just a few minutes, and now let's get to the keys for this afternoon's game, drawn up by our very own Gary Fickell. And let's start with West High. Start fast offensively, and that's a goal for them every game.
Yeah, you know, they were a little slow, a little sluggish at the beginning of the season, but after that Cedar Falls contest, they have started out every single ball game extremely well, and by that, I mean they have been really efficient on the offensive side of the ball.
I go back to that game last night, and we'll get to you, Todd, for the second key to the game. Stay true to what you do best. Evan Flitz runs the show. Don't get out of what you do best. Solon got down, and they kind of had to get out of what they did best, and that starts with the defense as well. Kind of stay even keel and play your game.
Well, I think Coach Hartwig talked about it too early in the game. Stay on schedule.
Yes.
in his talk with Vic here about, you know, trying to keep Bettendorf from gaining 6-7 yards on first down. If they can keep them, you know, to 1 or 2 yards and put them in second and long and third and long, that's going to play right into West's hands, where they can kind of make Bettendorf have to throw the ball.
Becomes a little bit more predictable.
Exactly.
And that's what you're after defensively there.
And this kind of leads us into the next key for Iowa City West: win the field position battle.
Absolutely. Special teams, turnovers. You try to always create a short side of the field for your offense. The West High Trojan defense is certainly capable of doing that.
For Bettendorf, Carter Bell has to be the one to run the show, Vic.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be watching Carter right away from the first couple plays. How efficient is he, and how much of an effect is that shoulder going to be in this ball game?
And for the Bulldogs, we talked about the contrast of styles. Whereas Iowa City West wants to hit you with that big play, Bettendorf wants to take the air out of the ball and control the clock.
Exactly, and that's what they have always done traditionally. One of the things also with Bettendorf, try to limit the explosive plays out of that Trojan offense, and by that I mean 25 yards or more. They cannot afford to give up any more than 3 explosive plays, I don't think, in this particular ballgame.
So the third key for Bettendorf is get an early lead, and start fast offensively was a key for West High. How much does that give an advantage to – how much advantage will the team that gets off to that early lead have in this game?
Big ball games. If you can get on the scoreboard first, I mean, that just kind of takes away a little bit of that anxiety, that anticipation. And it builds up that momentum. A lot of people, you know, you hear a lot of coaches, I don't necessarily believe in momentum in football games because they're so long, they're 4 quarters. Well, I'm on the opposite end. I think there is momentum, and I think that that's a very, very integral part of football.
Once again, the winner of this game will take on the winner of our next game between Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial. We are just moments away from the national anthem here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. We're supposed to get underway at 4:06. That's the scheduled time. We're just after 4:30 p.m. Based on the start time for last night's game, I think we're doing all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, that was a late one, wasn't it? Where it was scheduled for 8:21, Todd, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and it didn't get kicked off until right around, what, 9:30?
It was right around 9:30, exactly.
And you heard that on our FM, so I'm sure Scott Unash and John Haggerty didn't get back home till right around midnight or 1 a.m. last night. Also want to remind you that we're going to have Class 1A semifinal game tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're going to come up and...
A rematch of a game we had in the quarterfinals last year, which was one of the best high school football games I've ever seen.
Do you want to talk about
Bella
that
Christian
now?
And Regina.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're going to talk about it all the way, you know, home, you know, on the drive home. You know that, but 45-43, that quarterfinal game that was played at Regina, it was phenomenal high school football.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside for 2 minutes for the playing of our national anthem. We're going to be back with the opening kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in three delicious flavors, chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
Welcome back to the Unidome. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner, the three members of our KGYM crew, as the Iowa City West Trojans take on the Bettendorf Bulldogs. The fourth member of our crew back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids is Jeff Downing. We are just moments away from this much-anticipated semifinal matchup between Bettendorf and Iowa City West. Iowa City West in their all-white uniforms with gold helmets. Bettendorf in their all-black uniforms, including black helmets. West High in their postseason history has racked up three state championships in 1995, 1998, and 1999, and all back-to-back. And they are looking for their first championship since 1999, and somebody in Class 4A is looking to be a unique champion other than Dowling Catholic.
Correct.
For the first time in 4 years.
And we'll find out if Dowling Catholic can actually get to the state championship game. They're going to have a rematch
with a team that they lost to
in week number 8. They got beat by Ankeny Centennial 22-19, so that's a rematch, and that'll be an interesting one. In the opener of the playoffs, West High defeated, as you remember, we covered this game, Cedar Rapids Washington 49-7. Last week, they beat Cedar Falls in a rematch, 27-9. Bettendorf opened up the postseason with a 28-14 win over Pleasant Valley last week. This was Coach Aaron Wiley's 100th win. And they beat North Scott 31-21, and that puts us into the semifinals right here.
Iowa City West won the toss. They elected to defer to the second half. So we're going to see Carter Bell and that Bulldogs offense out on the field, presumably, to begin the football game. The Iowa City West will move from left to right across your radio dial. And the one thing that I noticed that is completely unique about the Unidome this year, A, the new turf, and Todd, B, the logo in the middle of the field, the metallic purple and yellow colors, and the outline of the state of Iowa around that logo.
Yeah, it's a beautiful new setup here with the field turf, and the colors are just so distinct and bright, and it's such a great opportunity for the state of Iowa to be able to hold their semifinals and finals here in the Unidome. It's kind of a centrally located location, and it's just such a neat opportunity for kids across the state that get to play here.
And think about this too, you guys. What a great recruiting tool for all these players to have an opportunity to come up here, play in the Dome, maybe call that home someday. It's absolutely fabulous. And by the way, guys, we certainly don't mind being in a temperature-controlled 72 degrees. This works out pretty fine.
Lucas Carwall will kick off. Leo Desquiera and Darian Porter back deep to receive. Carwall from his own 40-yard line runs into this one, puts a charge into it, and it will back Porter up into the end zone. And in high school football, that means an automatic touchback. So the Bulldogs will take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line on their opening drive of the game.
Again, go back to the key of the game, field position. No return on that kickoff. Carwell's got a great leg, puts it into the end zone, automatic touchback. Here come the Bulldogs out for their first offensive possession.
So Carter Bell will start out in the shotgun with McIntosh to his right. Twins receivers top side of the formation, one receiver to the near side. Bell barks out orders to his offensive line, rolls right after he takes the snap, breaks contain, looks back over the middle. He'll keep it himself, run down by Jason Strunk in the backfield and pushed out of bounds for a 2-yard loss.
One thing about Strunk, you know, he might be an undersized defensive tackle as well as Landon Green, but you're not going to find two guys any more scrappy at those defensive tackle positions. They're both really, really aggressive.
Looks like they may have given him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. Reasonable spot there. Second down and 10. Wing right formation. Two receivers near side. One to the top of the formation. McIntosh up the middle. Just a little bit of room. Maybe 2 yards. Out to the 22. Brought down by Cole Mabry and Tremel Roberts. And that's going to bring up third down and 8 for the Bulldogs right out of the chute.
Here's exactly where West High wants them, you guys. Right here in a predictable down. It's going to become a passing down. You're going to want to make sure that you identify Ben Wilson, their leading receiver.
Same formation, four-man front defensively for Iowa City West. Carter rolls to his left, has a tight end in the flat. It's caught at the 30-yard line, out to the 31. That's enough for a first down for Bettendorf. Brought down by Caden Fedler. That was Ben Wilson on the reception. Sorry, that was Tyler Siha.
Chia.
The halfback. So Chia makes the catch and has the first down. Wing the left formation. McIntosh to the right of Carter Bell. One receiver either side. Wilson in motion left to right. He's going to get the carry on the jet sweep. Turns it upfield 30, 31-yard line. Pushed down at the 32. So a gain of, we'll call it 2, second down and 8 upcoming for the Bulldogs, brought down once again by Caden Fedler.
Here's that second and 8, Todd. This is where West High wants the Bulldogs as often as they can get them in this situation. Put that pressure on Carter.
Trips, bunch formation to the near side. McIntosh to the left of Bell on the right hash. Bell takes the snap, fires it to the near side, has a man out there. That ball is dropped by Darian Porter, who kind of went back shoulder, went up for it. It went in and out of the hands and falls incomplete. Third down and 8 as Austin West was on the coverage. That's a play you need to make if you're a Bettendorf Bulldog.
Absolutely, and I think he was wondering where he was at in regards to the sideline. I think that kind of caught him off guard, a little distraction to him.
Nice delivery there by Bell. Stack twins formation top to the right. One receiver to the near side. It's Porter once again. Bell back to pass. Pressure in his face. Rolls to his right.
Going to push him
out
of bounds.
And he's going to be pushed out of bounds in the backfield. A sack of Carter Bell back to the 29-yard line.
Landon Green
ran him out of bounds, and that's going to bring up a fourth down in a punting situation for the Bulldogs.
How often, guys, do you see defensive tackles that can run that well laterally and take quarterbacks out of bounds? Strunk and Green both possess that ability.
Before the punt, whistles coming in from the line judge on the near side. They're going to
timeout.
Re-snap after the timeout taken by Iowa City West with 10:08 remaining here in the first quarter. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on all three KGYM frequencies.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
So Iowa City West takes their first timeout with 10:08 remaining here in the first quarter before a 4th-and-14 situation for Bettendorf as Carter Bell will punt the football away. Standing at his own 12-yard line, Jalen Godet back deep to receive. A beautiful punt by Bell backs Godet back to the 37-yard line, makes a man miss across the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 44-yard line. A gutsy play there by Godet to field that punt, a return of 7 yards after a punt of 44 by Carter Bell, and the West High Trojans will take over first down and 10 from their own 44-yard line. So Evan Flitz and company out on the field for the first time, completing 70% of his passes on the season. They break the huddle with two tight ends to the right side. Roberts in the backfield to the left of Flitz, two receivers to the near side. Buchanan, the lone receiver, split out wide top of the formation. Quick throw to the near side. It's caught by West in the seam across the 50 down to the 49-yard line of Bettendorf. That's a gain of 9 by Austin West. Finally brought down by Josh Licata, the free safety. Second down and 1 upcoming for the Trojans.
Westy, great job catching the ball out in front with his hands. Didn't allow the ball to come into the shoulder pads. Nice play. Tight window.
He splits out wide to the slot. He's flanked by Buchanan to the far side. Flitz off the read option, keeps it himself. He'll pick up the first down inside the 47 to the 46-yard line. A gain of 3, and that moves the sticks for the Trojans. Jalen Figgs made the tackle for Bettendorf.
It's a nice first down. We talk about coming out of the chute, starting fast offensively. It's always great to get that first down underneath your belt.
Once again, tight end to the near side. It's Strunk. Flitz hands off to Roberts up the middle as he pushes his way forward.
Ball's on the ground.
45-yard line. He fumbled the football. Bettendorf thinks they have it, and they do. Ripped out by Luke Soko, the outside linebacker, and that's a turnover. And Bettendorf will get the football back in prime field position at their own 44-yard line.
Yeah, you talk to Garrett Hartwick. Turnovers. You can't turn the ball over in big games. This is a big game. First turnover in the first quarter, and we're only we have 9 minutes to go in this first quarter, so barely over 3 minutes.
Wing to the left, one receiver either side. Bell in the shotgun. Now two tight ends to the left side, McIntosh to the right of Bell. McIntosh gets the carry up the middle, bounces it back to the right side, looking for room, doesn't have much, maybe 2 yards out across the 45 to the 46. Second down and 8 upcoming for Bettendorf.
Mabry in on that tackle as well as Landon Green. They bottled that play up really quite well.
It's going to be an interesting matchup. You talked about West defensive tackles, quick but not big against a very big interior line for the Bulldogs. Same formation, one receiver either side. McIntosh now to the left of Bell, and they're going to hand it off to him again. Tries to bounce it outside, cuts it back up the middle across the 47 to the 48. That's another gain of 2, and it's going to bring up third down and 6 as Caden Fedler made the tackle once again for West.
Landon Green also there to assist. Fedler's just playing his tail off right here to the start of this ball game.
Two receivers to the far side. Wilson in the slot. Tied into the right of the formation. Bell in the shotgun. He's going to roll to his right. Throws down the field. Throws it behind Ben Wilson. Incomplete. Fourth down upcoming for Bettendorf.
Defended really well right there by Austin West.
He faked the option play, and West didn't buy that for a second. Good defense there, like you said, by West, and the only place to throw it to actually his intended receiver, Chia, was behind him, and he couldn't make the adjustment.
Just don't bite on those fakes right there. That's Bittendorf's very good in regards to wanting those DBs to come up thinking it's a run.
So Justin Ware will punt it again in another booming punt. It's going to be fair caught by Jalen Godet at the 9-yard line. A 43-yard punt, no return. West back out on offense, not harmed by the turnover.
Really flip field position right there on that turnover, you guys. So West High is going to have to dig out of their own hole here. They're inside their 10. Ball's resting on about the 9-yard line.
Correct. Ball on the 9-yard line. Break the huddle with two receivers. Godet to the near side. Buchanan to the far side. Two tight ends to the right. Roberts to the right of Evan Flitz is in the shotgun. Back to passes. Flitz throws over the middle.
Nice
throw,
but
caught by Travis
Buchanan
across the 20 to the 21-yard line.
Is that kid good or what?
That's an 11-yard reception and a first down for the Trojans.
Well, he had one-on-one coverage on the top side, just running that little skinny post. And Flitz really put it where it could only be, and Buchanan went down low for it on a scooping catch.
Same formation. Now they go to the pistol. Flitz with Roberts behind him. Roberts gets the handoff up the middle. Had someone around his ankle, gets pushed forward out across the 23 to the 24. A gain of 3, second down and 7 upcoming for the Trojans.
Yeah, I'd like to see Trammell kind of cover that ball up a little bit better. It's just kind of hanging in there with one arm protecting the ball. I'd rather see two when he's heading into that line in that contact.
Well, he's going to come out of the game. Andre White now to the right of Flitz. Buchanan comes in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. Flitz keeps it himself, and he is going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. 3rd and 7 upcoming for Iowa City West.
Two teams full of pride defensively. Bittendorf runs extremely well to the ball. West High does the same defensively. This is going to be a great, great defensive battle here. It's just shaping up nicely.
Geislin and West are in the slot to the right, flanked by Godet. Buchanan, the lone receiver, to the left. Roberts to the right of Flitz. Three down linemen for Bettendorf. They bring two out off the left edge. Quick throw out to Roberts. He makes the catch at the 25. Sidesteps a man at the 30, and he's going to be brought down about a yard short of the first down. A gain of 6. He needed 7. I'll even say about 6.5. That's going to bring up 4th down in inches, and here comes the punt team for the Trojans.
Yeah, Alex Blizzard from his middle linebacker position.
Good effort there by Roberts. Made a couple of guys miss. But 4 Bettendorf Bulldogs stopped his forward progress just short of the 31-yard line, which is where he needed to get in order to pick up the first down.
We're going to have a freshman punter here. It looks like this is going to be Marcus Morgan.
Morgan back at his own 15-yard line.
Making his debut at the varsity level.
Wilson back deep to receive. A booming punt.
There's a flag.
And Morgan was run into. That's going to be a first down, no matter if it's a personal foul.
Yeah,
they were running into.
They were less than a yard away from the first down. So
if this call stands, Iowa City West is going to keep the football. The officials converge. The flag back at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, Bittendorf's arguing their case here. They're saying he was pushed into him, but I don't think that's going to fly.
It is running into the kicker, and that's going to be not an automatic first down. That's going to be a first down for Iowa City West. A huge break as we look at the replay.
Great call.
You can't be that close to the punter, and Morgan tripped over the defender who was in the area. Defender was Jaden Kurt.
Well,
so the ball out across the 35 to the 36.
Morgan's very first play as a varsity player could be pretty pivotal in this ball game.
West in the slot to the left, flanked by Godet. Buchanan, the lone receiver, to the right. Flitz in the pistol. Tremel Roberts behind him. Owen McAravey, the fullback, quick out to West, who makes the catch across the 40, gets up the field to the 44-yard line. A gain of 8, second down and 2. On the now route to Austin West, who came out of the slot.
Yeah, I think that was Licata on the tackle for the Bulldogs, bringing Westy down. Nice little pitch and catch right there. Flitz to West.
Same formation.
Win first down, right?
Excuse me, now the I formation, one receiver either side. Roberts gets the carry off. Left tackle. Right. There he goes. Room 45-40, tripped up inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. A touchdown saving tackle made by Jalen Figgs, the cornerback. A gain of 19 and a first down for Iowa City West.
Nice little counter play pulling the right side lineman.
Back to that I formation. Four down linemen for Bettendorf. Two stand-up outside linebackers just outside the tackle box. Hand off to Roberts up the middle. Bounces it outside across the 35-30.
He's going
down to the sideline.
He's going
into the end zone. Touchdown, West. He ran headlong into the line of scrimmage and bounced it outside after it looked like his forward progress was close to being shut off. Bounces it outside to the left, 37 yards into the end zone, and Iowa City West strikes first blood here at the Uni Dome.
Now, remember that offensive possession started, too, back at the West High 9-yard line.
91 yards on that possession.
Sprinkling in a couple passes. There's your big explosive play.
Carwell will attempt the extra point out of the hold of Evan Flitz. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is blocked. The kick is blocked, and that will keep the score remaining at 6-0 here in the first quarter. Jaden Kurt, an outstanding defensive end for Bettendorf, blocked the kick. And with 4:07 remaining in the first quarter, the score remains 6-0.
Every point's going to be critical. You don't want to have your extra point blocked. And, boy, there were two or three Bulldogs come flying in. That extra point really had no chance.
So we'll keep it right here. As I mentioned, 91 yards on the possession for Iowa City West. The 37-yard touchdown run by Tremel Roberts capped it off. And that is a guy, Tremel Roberts, who, if you just give him a little bit of room, he is a threat to take it all the way every time.
Well, you know, we talk about thunder and lightning. You've got Roberts, who's that bigger back that's just explosive. And, you know, he really got piled up in that quagmire. And you're thinking, okay, there's maybe a play for no gain. Then all of a sudden he bounces, stiff arms a defender away, and then down that left sideline for that 37-yard touchdown run. That's explosive. Then you also have lightning with Andre White. So two really talented running backs for the Trojans.
There is a little bit of thunder with Tremel Roberts, but I look at it almost as lightning and lightning.
Yeah.
There's very little that those two running backs can't do. We've seen Tremel Roberts. We haven't seen Andre White yet.
Not yet.
And we've talked about it. Garrett Hartwig all year has done a good job limiting those guys' carries.
Well, it's almost like baseball, you know, limiting the pitches, the pitch count. He kept a close eye, making sure these guys are going to have fresh legs down the stretch. They certainly do. And they're springy. They're fast. They look really good. We've got a TV timeout down on the field. We're not accustomed to that.
No, we are not. And I talk about limiting the carries. Coming into the day, Andre White had 89 carries.
Yeah.
And Tremel Roberts only had 80 carries. You think about some teams around the area. They don't have the luxury of being able to spread the ball out and throw the ball and having a quarterback that can run it as well, and then Cole Mabry as well, who can come in and run the football. Nigel McIntosh on the other side, to compare, 141 carries on the season.
You know, we've seen running backs that are up around the 180 to 200 yard mark or carry mark as well. And that does indeed take a toll through the course of a season. You get those little nicks and bruises and Charlie horses. Boy, it can be a little tough on a running back or an athlete at this stage of the game.
But those two, we haven't, like I said, haven't seen Andre White yet, but those two are very fresh coming into this football game. And
Tramell Roberts atones for the early fumble. And I'm sure he's on the sideline right now thanking his defense for bailing him out. Carwall kicks it off. A low line drive kick. It's going to be fielded at the 3-yard line across the 15 to the 20. Brought down at the 24-yard line. A return of 20 yards on. That was Leo Deguiera on the return. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over first down and 10 on their third possession of the football game with 4:01 remaining in the opening frame.
See what Carter Bell can engineer here in this drive for the Bulldogs. West High's done a great job keeping him under wraps so far.
Pistol formation with McIntosh now to his left. Two receivers to the right. One tight end also to the right. Bell back to pass. Rolls to his left, pressure in his face. Head fake, he's going to be brought down in the backfield by Caden Fedler. The ball popped out, but he was down. That is another sack for Caden Fedler all the way back to the 19-yard line.
Loss of 5 yards, tackle for a loss.
Second down and 15, upcoming for Bettendorf.
You know, here's what I really like, too. You've got Shepard, you've got Mabry, all those guys converging on Carter. He just had nothing to do with the football but to eat it.
Two receivers to the right, one receiver to the left. It's Ben Wilson. McIntosh in to the right of Bell. Coming in motion is Wilson. He gets the carry
sweep
on the jet sweep. He's out across the 20, and he was stood up. Was that Dylan Doyle?
That's Mr. Dylan Doyle.
Looked like he had a little bit of room, but Doyle shut it down right away, but he gains five. Third down and 10. Upcoming for Bettendorf, threatening to go three and out once again.
Now, if you're West High, watch for a screen pass. Watch that tunnel screen, middle screen, draws. Just read those keys. Be under control. Be in your lanes.
Seven on the play clock as Bettendorf gets to the line. They're going to have to hurry up.
They're not going to be able to get it off.
They're going to have to burn a timeout.
Yep, there it is.
That's their first timeout of the half with 2:37 remaining here in the first quarter. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. 6-0, the early lead for Iowa City West. You're listening to high school football on all three KGYM frequencies.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairsbury and Edgewood.
2:37 remaining in the first quarter, 6-0, the Iowa City West lead over Bettendorf in this Class 4A semifinal. Winner to take on Ankeny Centennial or Dowling Catholic in the final. 3rd and 10 upcoming for the Bulldogs. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Bell in the shotgun, McIntosh to his left. Hard count by Bell, he takes the snap. Back to pass, four-man rush, throws over the middle, has a man, and he drops it. Once again, that was Darian Porter who had a step on Andre White, and he dropped it at the 35-yard line. Would have easily had the first down and plenty more, but that brings up fourth down and another punting situation for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the ball was just out in front of him, maybe just a hair bit too much, but still, I think you guys a catchable football, and in this contest, you have to make that play.
So Justin Ware to punt it once again. He's at his own 10-yard line. Godet back at his own 35. This punt not as good, a low wobbly kick, and it takes a Iowa City West bounce back towards midfield. It bounced at the 40 of West and went backwards to the 47. You don't see that very often. A 35-yard punt and really good field position for the Trojans.
And one of the rare times that you're going to see a ball hit the turf and end up rolling backwards. It didn't take that Bettendorf bounce. Godet was not able to catch that ball in the air, so West High kind of dodged a bullet there.
Godet, the receiver to the near side.
Now you've got Dre White in at the tailback position.
Buchanan to the far side, I formation. Andre White dots the I, ball on the right hash. Four down linemen for Bettendorf.
Play action, flits back to pass, throws it deep down the middle, has a man. Buchanan goes up, makes the catch at the 15-yard line.
Two outstanding catches so far in this contest by Buchanan. One on the short little skinny post that he had to slide and make that diving catch. Here, just a deep route over the middle, beat the defender. Great catch.
38 yards on the reception from Flitz to Buchanan, and the West High Trojans are in the red zone at the 16-yard line of Bettendorf.
He just out-jumped the defensive back on that one, you guys.
He splits out wide to the right. He's in the slot, flanked by Godet. Coming in motion is Buchanan. They're going to run the option as Flitz keeps it again. Nothing doing. Brought down in the backfield. Jaden Kurt stayed home at his right defensive end position and brings him down for a one-yard loss.
Yeah, Kurt has 18 tackles for a loss on the season. The kid has some wheels. I mean, he just chased Flitz down from the backside and brought him right to the turf. Actually, it was a loss of a yard or two, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was. Trips to the near side. That's the wide side of the field. One receiver to the left. It's Buchanan. Andre White to the left of Flitz, who's in the shotgun. Bettendorf brings three. Flitz over the middle has a man. It's struck, and he drops the football. Maybe the defender, Wilson, got his hand in there to tip it away. Sorry, that was Mason Morris, the linebacker. That was Doyle. Oh, that was Strunk, or Geesland, I should say,
yeah,
out on the seam pattern. That brings up third down and 12. 8, 5, and 9 on the jersey.
Single digits.
Looks almost identical on these uniforms.
First incompletion by Flitz in the game. 5 for 6 now.
So 5 for 6 is the Iowa City West signal caller. And now a 6 wide receiver set. Trips to either side. White in the backfield, Flitz, back to pass, throws over the middle, has West in the end zone, underthrows it, tipped away, and incomplete. Flitz took a shot back at the 30-yard line. That's going to bring up fourth down, and we'll see if they send Carwell out to attempt a field goal.
Yeah, Licata had that in his hands. He just couldn't finish the play, and this is going to be Lucas Carwell's opportunity right here.
35 yards from the left hash. Coming out of the hold of Evan Flitz. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick has plenty of distance. And it is right down the middle. His 9th field goal of the season in 12 tries has given Iowa City West a 9-0 lead with 58 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on all three KGYM frequencies.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Welcome back to Cedar Falls, Iowa City West. 9, Bettendorf nothing with 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter in this Class 4A semifinal matchup.
Alex, I love talking to Lucas Carwell at practice. He's just got those steely eyes, those competitive eyes. Talk to him about, you know, it's one of these ball games that's going to come down to your kick, and he just grins. He goes, boy, I sure hope so.
He'll kick it off from his own 40-yard line. Desquiera back to receive. He'll field it at the 4-yard line. Across the 10. He runs into a wall at the 13-yard line. A 10-yard return on the play.
Darian Porter. Again, you know, kind of shaky. I don't know if it's a case of nerves or not, but he's dropped a couple passes. He didn't exactly field that kickoff cleanly. It kind of bounced a little bit in his hands.
So Carter Bell and company will take over after two consecutive three and outs.
Sometimes it's hard when you're coaching these 16, 17, 18-year-old guys. You don't know what you're going to get sometimes.
Two receivers to the far side of the field. One receiver to the left. Bell in the shotgun. Wilson comes in motion from left to right. They're going to fake the handoff. Bell keeps it himself up the middle. Has some room across the 20 to the 22-yard line. It's a gain of 8. Second down and 2 upcoming for the Bulldogs. Tremel Roberts makes the tackle for West. The clock ticks down under 35 seconds and counting remaining in the first quarter.
Well, I think Coach Aaron Wiley and Carter both know that they need to get his legs involved in this ball game. His feet, too important to this Bulldog offense.
The Bulldogs can run one more play in this first quarter if they so choose. Wing to the right formation, bunch stack twins formation to the left. Hand off to McIntosh, and he has nowhere to go. Brought down for no gain on the play.
Landon Green once again in on that tackle, just disruptive. You guys watch the pad level. He's just so much lower than the Bentendorf offensive line.
Oh, and they gave him the first down. The far line judge marked him about a yard short, and the near came in out across the line, across the 24-yard line and gave him the first down.
I don't think they want to get another play off here.
They will
they're
not.
They're going to let it run out.
And they're going to let the first quarter clock run out 9-0. The Iowa City West lead at the end of one. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Ah, the important things in life. $2 bottles of Cold Bud anytime. Happy hour 5 days a week from 3 to 7. And an array of excellent choices for good eats. That's Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. They fully support your need for drink, food, and sports. With an abundance of televisions dedicated to the teams you rabidly follow. Come by Coach's Corner Sports Pub off Mormon Trek. Next to Fairway and the U of I Credit Union. Iowa City's home of the Cardinals. But Cub fans are still welcome.
We begin the second quarter of play with Iowa City West leading Bettendorf 9-0. Alex Kuhn alongside Todd Werner and Gary Fickle. And Gary, this is an interesting juncture of the game if you're the Bulldogs and head coach Aaron Wiley, because Iowa City West moved the ball well in that first quarter. His offense did not. They need to get something going offensively at this point.
Absolutely, and I really think that it needs to be with Bell's feet. He needs to get more involved from the rushing standpoint. You know, as far as that first quarter goes, you guys, I think West High did exactly what they needed to. I mean, they drove the length of the field, 91 yards for a touchdown. Carwell connected on that great field goal just a couple of minutes ago. The only flaw would have been the fumble by Tremel Roberts, but they made up for it.
Fumble by Tremel Roberts, also the blocked extra point.
Yes.
Which is keeping it at a 9-point game as opposed to a 10-point game at this point of the football game. But offensively for Iowa City West, lots of balance. And they're moving the ball the way they want to with the short and intermediate passing routes, running the football. And they've also hit a couple of big plays, not only in the passing game, but in the running game with that 37-yard touchdown run by Tremel Roberts as well.
Well, I tell you what, we just have to continue to give kudos to Evan Flitz. I mean, a young, inexperienced quarterback with the pressure that Bentendorf's bringing. I mean, he could be scrambling and trying to run for his life, but Flitz just stands back in that pocket, you guys. He knows he's going to take a hit, but he's so talented and so experienced that he can come up with that nice pass play.
130 total yards for Iowa City West in that first quarter. First down and 10 out of the timeout, or out of the gate here in the second quarter for Bettendorf. First time we see Bell under center with a tight end to the left. One receiver either side, handoff up the middle to McIntosh as he pushes his way out across the 25 to the 26. We'll call it a gain of 3 on the play. Second and 7 upcoming.
You have got Strunk in on that tackle. Landon Green in there as well. They're just playing so well in the trenches right now for West High. The size of the Bulldogs is definitely not a factor so far in this contest.
Two tight ends set, one to either side. Twins receivers to the right. McIntosh to the right of Bell, who's in the shotgun. West brings an extra guy. Hand off to McIntosh. Gets through the first wave of defenders out across the 30 to the 31. Brought down by Tremel Roberts. That's a gain of four on the play. Third down and two upcoming for Bettendorf. A big play here early on for the Bulldogs.
Definitely an advantage for the Bulldogs, third and two. Not quite sure defensively if you're West High, if it's going to be a pass or a run.
Twins receivers to the right. McIntosh to the right of Bell, who's in the shotgun. Hand off to McIntosh going right. He has some blockers. He'll pick up the first down and across the 35 to the 37-yard line. A gain of six on the play, and the Bulldogs move the sticks.
Doyle's in on that tackle, Mabry as well as Fedler.
Outside zone play there for the Bulldogs. Well blocked. Out on the edge by a couple of receivers to the near side, Ben Wilson and Darian Porter. And now they split out on opposite sides of the ball. Porter to the near side, Wilson to the far side. Porter comes in motion. Bell in the shotgun. They're going to hand off to Porter, who fumbles it momentarily, and he has the ball back at his 27-yard line. He's brought down right there by Dylan Doyle. Dylan. A loss of eight on the play.
And here again, just the shakiness of Porter is really, really unbelievable. I don't know what he's been like throughout the course of the season.
Eight receptions on the season, nine carries. Four touchdowns.
We also have Quinn Baker now in at defensive end for West High.
Four down linemen for Iowa City West, second down and 18. Same formation, Bell in the shotgun. McIntosh to his right. Bell back to pass. Looks down the left side. He'll run it himself, has all kinds of room across the 35. He's going to be brought down by Cole Mabry at the 41-yard line. Excellent tackle to force a third down and about seven situation, or else Bell might have picked up that first down.
Boy, he broke that play off the left side and had a lot of room to run, but Cole Mabry, open field tackle, kept his hips underneath him, didn't go for the head fake. Great defensive tackle.
It was a gain of 12, and if Mabry didn't make it, it might have been a gain of 50.
Yes.
Trips to the near side, third down and seven. West with three down linemen showing blitz off both edges. They bring an extra two. Bell back to pass, pressure in his face, rolls to the right, looking down the field. He's going to run it himself. Brought down by Caden Fedler at the 43-yard line. Maybe a gain of one, but it's going to bring up fourth down and five for Bettendorf.
Punting unit's going to come on for the Bulldogs.
So some really good open field tackling from the Trojans forces a punting situation for Bettendorf.
This is what we want also for Bell to run like that, take a little punishment as he goes down.
Justin Ware back to punt at his own 30. Godet at his own 20, fields it all and gets taken out at the thigh. Was that, I thought that it was Jalen Figgs. It was Jalen Figgs, the starting quarterback, who made the tackle on that punt. A return of about 3 yards, a punt of 34. Jalen Godet took a shot right in the thigh region.
You know what, though? Tough kid, bounces up right away, but more impressively, had that defender right in his face, but he caught the ball in the air, you guys, and that saves a lot of field position.
First down and 10 from the 25-yard line for the Trojans.
Got Buchanan down to the near side. Matched up one-on-one.
One receiver to the far side. It's Geesland. Flitz. Play action. Pressure from the backside. Throws it out to west of the far side. Out of bounds. Took a shot by Luke Soko, the blitzing linebacker from the right side. Incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West.
Yeah, looking for that 50-50 ball with Austin West down that far sideline. I think he had Buchanan open on this near side as well, so they're able to match foot speed with the defensive backs and get behind them.
Buchanan is lining up one-on-one with Damari Nicholson, the cornerback to this side. Now he backs off just a little bit.
A little larger cushion here.
Two receivers to the left. Hand off up the middle to Roberts as he picks his way out across the 25 to the 30, pushing the pile out to the 32. A gain of 7, all after contact. That's going to bring up third down and 3 for Iowa City West.
That was really an important carry right there out of Roberts that sets up a more manageable third down for West High.
Buchanan and West remain the lone receivers. Buchanan to the left, West to the right. Two tight ends, Strunk and Doyle to the right. Roberts to the right of Flitz is in the shotgun. They're going to run the option. Flitz is going to keep it himself.
Oh,
no,
nice
pitches to Roberts and gets out across the 35, and he'll have the first down to the 40-yard line. At the last second, you just saw that ball pop out in the middle of that mosh pit right to Roberts, who picks up 8 and a Trojan first down.
That's a senior quarterback right there, Alex. I mean, just poised, patient with the pitch.
He took a shot.
He knew he was
and
going to.
And a headbutt.
Yeah, oh yeah.
After that pitch.
He drew the defender in, and then easy pitch out to Roberts.
This was college. That might have been targeting. Fakes the handoff to Roberts. Flings it outside to
West,
who downs the 40-yard line to the 30. He's going to be tripped up inside the 30 to the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 35 on the play on the swing pass to Austin West. Mason Morris with the touchdown-saving tackle. And Iowa City West on the verge of the red zone once again. Awesome block out on the left edge by Buchanan, who took out Damari Nicholson. Now Buchanan splits out wide once again to the left. West in the slot to the right, flanked by Jalen Godet. Owen McAravey's the fullback. Flitz. Hands off to Roberts up the middle, who pushes the pile inside the 25, down to the 22, a gain of 4. Second and 6 upcoming.
Talk about that explosive play. There was West High's second explosive play. When we thought, keys of the game, that Bittendorf could not give up any more than 3 explosive plays. And that's number 2 already on this. That was number 3, Todd?
Yep.
Oh, third explosive play already.
The Buchanan deep pass. The West throw,
yes,
to the near side, and then the
Tramell Roberts
37-yard touchdown run.
Yes.
There's 3 already. Buchanan comes in motion, jet sweep action, but before the play, flags fly, and that's going to be a false start, and it's going to back Iowa City West up 5 yards.
Yeah, we want to cut those types of penalties out. Those are the mistakes. Those are mental mistakes.
So that's going to back them up all the way to the 27-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 11 for Iowa City West. They go to a huddle and break the huddle with Godet and Buchanan, the two receivers to the right side, I formation behind Flitz with Doyle, the tight end, to the left. Hand off to Roberts, and he is going to be brought down in the backfield all the way back to the 29-yard line. Dasani Carter made the tackle from his defensive tackle position. Griffin Little got a little bit of penetration in the backfield. A loss of 2, third down and 13 upcoming for Iowa City West.
You know, Griffin Little also, we got to mention, you guys, he's a freshman, 6'3", 235.
Geislin in the slot to the right, flanked by Godet. Buchanan, the low receiver, to the left. Doyle, the tight end, to the right. Flitz back to pass, and once again, flags fly on the near side. This time, once again,
another false start.
False start against the offense. That's going to back them up to the 34-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 18. So, interesting situation here for Iowa City West. They have a kicker with some range, but they're going to need to pick up a good chunk of yardage here on third down to get to at least striking distance for Lucas Carwall.
I think they're going to need to pick up at least 10 yards here.
Two receivers either side.
Three down lineman for Bettendorf. Flitz back to pass. He's going to set up the screen to Roberts, who makes the catch at the 30. Gets his way forward, still pushing the tacklers down to the 26-yard line.
Hey, I'll
so he picks up 7 yards, 4th and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West, and here comes Carwell.
Carwell's coming onto the field here. I love this. Ball's marked at the 26, almost the 27.
He has the leg to make this.
You bet he does. This is going to be a 43-yarder.
His long on the season is 42. This would be 43. Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is going to be short.
Short.
I think he chunked that one just a little bit. No good. And Bettendorf will take over first down and 10. From their own, we'll see where they mark this, the 34-yard, or the 26-yard line, I should say. So a timeout on the field with 4:36 remaining here in the first half. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
When you're looking for a new pair of glasses, it's nice to have a pair of locations to choose from. That's why McDonald Optical has two Iowa City locations. Stop and see McDonald Optical in their brand new space next to Panera, inside the Iowa City Marketplace on the east side of town. Or come to their tried and true store on South Clinton Street downtown. Schedule an eye exam with one of their excellent doctors. And find your next pair of glasses at one of McDonald Optical's pair of Iowa City stores. McDonald Optical. Eyewear as individual as you.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back to the Unidome. 9-0, the early lead for Iowa City West over Bettendorf. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And Todd, I feel like, or Todd and Gary, I feel like every single week there's a little nuance to a rule that's only in effect in high school football, that's not in effect in college football or the NFL. And I'm just learning this one. A missed field goal that hits down in the end zone, no matter where it's kicked from, comes out to the 20-yard line, and that's where Bettendorf's going to take over first down and 10.
See if the Trojans can't throw another three and out. There's 4:36 left in the second quarter. Both teams have two timeouts.
Bell in the shotgun, McIntosh to his left, a tight end to the left with two receivers to the right. Bell fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, has nowhere to go. He's going to be brought down in the backfield by Landon Green. From his defensive tackle position, they're going to say that he got back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and a long 10 upcoming for Bettendorf.
Got Mabry in on that tackle as well, but the penetration, the quickness of Strunk and Landon Green, Bettendorf just doesn't have an answer for that.
Three down linemen now for Iowa City West. Two receivers to either side for Bettendorf. Bell in the shotgun, McIntosh to his right. Bell takes the snap, is going to hand off to McIntosh up the middle. He is met in the hole and dropped right there by number 9, Dylan Doyle. A gain of 1, third down and 9 upcoming for Bettendorf.
Tell you what, you guys, the Hawkeyes have a good one in Dylan Doyle next year.
Just 35 rushing yards for Bettendorf here in the first half. 50 total yards for the Bulldogs, and they're facing another third down and long. Three down linemen for the Trojans. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Bell in the shotgun, takes the snap. Here comes the blitz off the left edge. Fedler doesn't get to him. They pass to the near side. It's caught at the 29-yard line, but
Darian Porter is going to be tackled by Andre White about a yard short of the first down. That's going to bring up fourth down and one for the Bulldogs in a punting situation.
Yeah, I don't think Bittendorf can afford not to pick up a first down, so I think Coach Wiley's going to wisely punt this ball away. Hopefully Jalen Godet has short memory and doesn't remember being sawed off at his shins on that last punt return.
Justin Ware will punt it away, a low end-over-end kick fielded by Godet, and he fumbles it. The ball is loose. Did Bettendorf jump on top of it? They did at the 38-yard line. The Bettendorf Bulldogs get the football back after a muff punt.
And I think that fumble right there was the byproduct of the previous punt when Godet took that solid shot down around the legs.
Had somebody right, and it was Leo Desquiera who was right in his face, probably would have been smart to fair catch that one. He came up and tried to make the play on it, a low line drive kick. And momentum here for the Bulldogs. Wing right formation, McIntosh to the right of Bell, two receivers to the top side, the left. Four down linemen for West. Rushing four, Bell back to pass, all kinds of time to throw, rolls to his right, pressure in his face, fakes the throw, steps out of a tackle, he's going to be brought down right at the 40-yard line. It could have been a huge loss. Instead, it's just a loss of two on the play.
Quinn Baker in on that tackle for the Trojans, number 35 from his defensive end position.
Bettendorf is really struggling to keep these Iowa City West Trojans from penetrating into the backfield.
And I'll tell you what, you can give the secondary of the Trojans, you know, a big round of applause right there, kind of a coverage-type sack.
There's a flag on the play. It was an illegal formation against Bettendorf. It's going to be declined, and that'll bring up second down and 12 for the Bulldogs. So this is a crucial, crucial juncture for Bettendorf.
For both teams.
They're only down nine. Really struggled offensively to put anything together. A momentum change after a muff punt by Jalen Godet. And they have the football with really good field position in Iowa City West territory. Two receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. McIntosh with a carry up the middle. And he gets inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. He'll be shut off right there by Dylan Doyle, Landon Green, and Tramell Roberts. A gain of four. And that's going to bring up third down and nine and a timeout taken by Iowa City West.
Yeah.
That's how much confidence Garrett Hartwig has in his defense right now with Bettendorf and a minute and 55 seconds remaining before a third down and we'll call it eight situation in their own territory calls a timeout.
Call that timeout right there.
Well, we've seen Iowa City West be very effective in the two-minute offense.
Oh, they're incredible in the two-minute offense.
I'm sure Coach Hartwig's thinking right now, it's third and long, get a stop here and get the ball back. And he isn't as concerned if they got to go 80, 90 yards. He feels that confident in his offense that they can do that, and we've seen them do that.
I think they're pulling out the defensive play sheet, Todd, right now, and just looking at the possible plays, what they've seen on film through the course of the season. You know, is there a tendency? What does Bittendorf like to do in this particular situation? I'm almost thinking it's four down territory, you guys. That's how important this possession is for the Bulldogs and for West High, for that matter. I mean, they need to keep them off the board.
So third down and eight out of the timeout for Bettendorf. 1:55 remaining in the first half. The Bulldogs trail the Trojans 9-0.
West High's electing to go with four down linemen as well to try to put some pressure on.
Four down linemen, two receivers to the left and one to the right for Bettendorf. McIntosh, the running back to the right of Bell. West not showing blitz. They only bring four. They're Bell back to pass, throw a drag route back across the field. It's caught by Porter and fumbled, but they're going to say he was down, but he was tackled by White, short of the first down at the 31-yard line.
The nice thing is, guys, we've got the luxury of the Jumbotron here, and they're going to replay this one. Let's see what we have. There's the catch. Yeah, he was down. He was definitely down. Good call by the officials.
So fourth down upcoming for Bettendorf. And fourth and four, and they're going to go for it from the 32-yard line of the Trojans.
Clearly four down territory.
Two receivers to the right. Porter, the lone receiver, to the left. Wing right formation, McIntosh to the right of Bell. Coming in motion is Porter. Bell is going to run it himself off the counter play. He's going to get the first down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line before being pushed backwards. But his forward progress is going to give Bettendorf 5 yards and a first down.
Yeah, I think he needed four. He picked up five on that particular play. Bell, gutsy little quarterback right there, faking the fly sweep.
So now if you're Bettendorf, you want to score and leave as little time as possible for Iowa City West. So the clock ticks down under 1 minute to play. Bell in the shotgun, two receivers to the right. McIntosh, the running back, to the right. Bell rolls the pocket to his right, pressure in his face, throws the corner of the end zone, overshoots. An intended receiver, it was Wilson, who had a step on Austin West. Second down and 10 upcoming with 50 seconds remaining here in the first half.
I don't care if it's a touchdown or a field goal. Bettendorf, it's going to be really critical that they put something on the board here before the half. They've got Justin Weir as their field goal kicker. He's 5 out of 7, and his long of the season is 38 yards.
Iowa City West will get the ball out of the first half break. They'll get the ball to begin the third quarter. Two receivers to the right, one receiver to the left. Bell once again rolls the pocket to his right, looking down the field. Doesn't have much. That ball's going to be intercepted by West.
Austin
20
West
to the 25-yard line. He's going to be brought down at the 33-yard line with 39 seconds remaining and two timeouts. A return of 16 on the interception by Austin West.
Austin West is the lone defender to pick off Carter Bell this season.
From our vantage point in this press box, you can really see everything developing, and you saw there was a two-man pattern for Bettendorf, and Bell was looking down the field, and I thought to myself, there's nothing open, and as soon as he threw that ball,
definitely,
you knew a safety was coming to step in front of that one, an easy interception for Austin West.
Ill-advised pass right there.
Trips to the far side of the field, one receiver to the near side. Flits in the shotgun. Flitz back to pass. Going to swing it out to Roberts. He's going to have plenty of room across the 35. Stiff arms a man. He's going to be brought down at the 37-yard line. Good open field tackle out on that side of the field. That was a 5-yard gain. Blake Rollinger made the tackle to save much more yardage. 21 seconds remaining here in the first half. They go up tempo, second down and 6. Now 15 seconds. Flitz back to pass. Looks down the middle. Rolls to his right. Still looking. He's going to run it himself. He's going to step out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Gain of 3, but with 7 seconds remaining, third down and 4 upcoming for Iowa City West.
This is the aggressiveness of Iowa City West with 7 seconds. You have to figure they're going to try to throw something deep. A lot of coaches would just take in a knee going into halftime with that 9-0 lead, but the aggressiveness of the play calling with West High, they're going to try to pull a little something out here, guys.
Trips to the far side of the field, one receiver to the near side. They're going to hand off to Roberts off the right side across the 45 midfield. 45, he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 41-yard line as time expires here in the first half. The Iowa City West Trojans will take a 9-0 lead into the halftime break in this Class 4A semifinal matchup against the Bettendorf Bulldogs. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and we're going to come back with our halftime report from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
A piece of cake. A Sunday morning. ABC.
Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This is Iowa. Winter doesn't mean it's time to take a break. It means working smarter on your job site. Star Equipment knows that, and they're ready to rent the gear you need for concrete curing, pipe warming, and frost prevention, along with top-notch ground-thawing equipment. Lost time means lost dollars, but the cold won't stop your project when you work with Star Equipment. They don't take a break in winter either. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Welcome back to the Unidome. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle, Todd Werner, our sideline reporter slash statistician slash third member of our crew. We're talking about official titles during the break. We really don't have any here at KGYM. Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is our producer. 9-0, the lead for Iowa City West over Bettendorf at the half in this Class 4A semifinal matchup. The winner will take on the winner of Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial, the nightcap here at the Unidome. And, Gary, we have a special guest. And if for those that joined us last year at this time of the year here at the Unidome, Todd Tharp, the assistant director of the IHSAA, joins us. And I understand that you two, Gary and Todd, have some history as far as this game as the game of football goes.
Yes, yes, we are.
No, hold on. Time out for a second. Todd, thank you for joining us. Gary tells us all these stories about him being the gunslinger quarterback.
Wait a minute.
I'm just trying to make sure.
No, I don't.
No, wait a minute. You're talking Marion and quarterbacks. You can't be using the word gunslinger.
Not when we played.
Not when we played. It was, do I pivot left or pivot right, and do I hand it off to whomever? That's all it was. So.
We were. It was like Christmas when they called the pass play for us. We would always look over to the sideline, like, "Are you sure?
Yeah, what did we do wrong here?
Yeah, we're gonna throw. I love this." But Todd and I are former. We talked about this off the air. Are we old Marion Indian quarterbacks, or are we former Marion Indian quarterback?
You never want to use the word old.
I prefer the word former. I don't want to say I'm old, but we'll stick with former is a good word for it.
We're going with it.
I like it a lot. So like I said, I just want to shout out too. I saw Ben Measurely up here.
Oh,
just
did you really?
Yeah. So just want to say to my old football coach Dave Measurely. I think he's back. I know he had a little bit of knee surgery, so. Ben said he's on the recovery and that he's still coaching girls basketball. So just shout out to Coach Measurely and glad to get that knee cleaned up and taken care of and see you back down on the sidelines working with those girls back at Marion.
Yep, so. That sounds good. And didn't we, when we grew up, we had such great coaches, didn't we?
It was unbelievable. I mean,
we were in the day kidding me?
I mean, yeah, you know, Bob Thurness, Dave Measurely for football.
Les Dollinger.
Dick Sloan for basketball. Terry Heald. I mean, man, oh, man. What
it was a who's who of coaching legends,
great mentors,
really.
People that taught me so much about the games. That, you know, that's why I'm here where I'm at right now, those guys. So.
You bet. Well, you're here for a reason, Todd. We wanted to bring you up, talk a little football. Let's talk about the classification going forward. We're talking about 2018-19, something that has been approved. Is that correct by the board of directors?
Yep,
so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, always, you know, football, as we know, I mean, first off, I mean, like I said, you know, just football is a hard sport. I mean, it is hard. You know, you can't take not that you can't other sports, but football is just hard. Physical contact and everything with that game of football. So We're struggling a little bit. I get a little nervous about some of our participation numbers, and like I said, I respect parents, with their decisions that they make with their sons and daughters playing sports, particularly football. But we're just trying to do some things to protect this great sport that's gotten me where I am at right now. So things that we did with classifications is trying to get some of the energy, some of the excitement back. So we've done tweaking with some of the classifications, particularly with the range. That's always the big thing. Football is a numbers game. You've got to have depth. You just can't have kids that are having to play offense and defense and specialty teams, and being out there for 180 plays a game is just not good. So trying to work on some of that range between our largest schools and our smallest schools. Somebody's going to have to be in each class. Unless you want to have 352 schools each in their own classification, but I don't think that's what we want.
Yep,
so
no.
Somebody's got to be the biggest, somebody's got to be the smallest, but we're trying to tighten up that range. So starting out with our 4A schools, this is the first time we've really looked at tweaking our largest classification. So we've narrowed it down from the top 48, so going forward it's going to be the top 42 schools. So some of those smaller schools, like I said, on that 4A level, we're not quite sure who they're going to be, but people can look on our website and see who they think. But those schools are going to slide down to 3A, and then 3A is going to go from 56 teams down to 54, so that'll be 3A, 2A, 1A. Then the remaining schools will be our Class A schools, so we'll still have five classes of 11-player football. That's still our goal, and also to protect the Class A, the smaller schools, and then we'll still have just one class of 8-player.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at. But what we did is we bumped that cap up a little bit. For the 8-player,
Okay.
So we bumped that cap up from 115 to 120. So that could maybe affect anywhere in the neighborhood of, 8 to 15 or 16 schools that might now have the option that were at 117 that might be able to play 8-player. And so, again, maybe give them the option of continuing the program. Unfortunately, we had quite a few forfeits this year that we
didn't
don't
like to that see we, that,
no,
did
we?
That was sad. That was sad.
Kids want to play 9 games. That's where they came out to play, and they want to play JV games. And so, for anybody not to have a game on a Friday night, it's Friday night is what it is. That's here we are again. Friday night football, that's what it's all about. So hopefully with some of these changes that we made here, also then looking at, again, I'm not a math guy. I'm an English guy. Like I said, love my math teachers at Marion, but I'm an English guy. So you look at 42, you look at 54, there aren't very many things that are divisible by those numbers. So there's going to be some changes maybe in the number of districts that we have. So looking at
wild cards.
Yeah, looking at 3A, maybe 9 districts of 6 teams. So maybe they'll have more non-district games to play, less district games to play. But, we'll have to then look at some of that wild card, look at how, different way that we can qualify those teams. I still think we'll have 16 qualifiers. I know that there are some out there that think maybe 32 is the number.
I heard that as well earlier today, just like we should take it back up to 32. And I'm like, gosh, I don't know if that's the right answer.
And I appreciate some of the thoughts and processes out there, philosophies of those 32 teams and those kids, being motivated at the end of the season. But, we hear a lot, too. I don't know if that number 4 seed wants to go to that number 1 and get beat 50 to nothing. I don't know if that's good for football one way or the other. But I think we're pretty set on 32, from staying at 16. It's just the question is, how are we going to qualify those teams? How are we going to get what we feel are the best 16 teams in each class to qualify for the postseason? If that means we, do a little bit more with some, strength of schedule, looking at some of those regular season games, maybe having all 9 games count instead of just the district games to look at those. But we still got some work to do, but we're excited about some of the progress we made. And I think the schools will like having those non-district games as well to give them the opportunity. I think what this will really do is allow schools to really have to evaluate the program. And what do they want to do? Are they, do we want to be a playoff team? Are we in the playoffs, but we want to get farther? So maybe that'll provide those opportunities for those non-district games. But if I'm a school that's struggling, I'm a 1A school, and I've only got 20, 22 kids out, that gives me now 4 non-district games where I can now go out and decide to play some of those schools that maybe going to be competitive for me.
Correct.
I may not win the games, which is fine, but at least
we're not going to get thumped.
I can play 4 quarters, and my kids can play the whole time. And then I think more importantly, too, is, I talk to moms, dads. They call me from around the country, from the state of Iowa, and they're fine with their son playing football. They really are. The thing that they get concerned about is when my son's a freshman, and because we've only got 15 or 20 kids, is that my freshman has to go out and play on Friday nights against juniors and seniors. Yeah. And that's what Mama Bear tells me, that's the part that makes her nervous. Yeah. And I can certainly respect that. And if that's a goal for a school next year, saying, hey, we want our freshmen just to play freshman football only, and I don't want them to have to play the varsity, I think that's a great step for school. And maybe that's the goal that maybe the community may not necessarily see. But as a coaching staff, hey, I want these 18 freshmen to only have to play freshman football. Yeah. I think that's a great goal to go forward. And if we want to be competitive in the football season, then we're going to go out and challenge ourselves. Maybe we'll see a Bettendorf and Iowa City West continue to challenge themselves like they have. You know, Iowa City West plays Southeast Polk. You know, Bettendorf played Valley. Maybe we'll get more of those mixtures across to see who they want to play, to see, hey, how do we stack up against the other side of the state?
It gives it a good opportunity, that's for sure. Well, Todd, I tell you what, it's always great seeing you.
You
really
too.
Really appreciate what you're doing for the state of Iowa, and particularly football. You're just doing a great job.
It's always great to talk to former Marion alumni, talk to another quarterback that feels the aspect of what it's like to hand the ball off a lot.
You bet, absolutely. And we were good at it.
Yes,
we handed
good.
Off as well as anybody.
We did. I could still do 32 stingers, 25 powers in my sleep.
There you go. Exactly. Hey, Todd, thanks.
Gary, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Todd Tharp, the assistant director of the IHSAA, joining us here at halftime at the Unidome. What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside for 1 minute. We're going to be back with the second half of play. 9-0, the lead for Iowa City West over Bettendorf, as the West High Trojans will get the ball to begin the second half. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Welcome back to the Unidome. 9-0, the Iowa City West lead at the half over Bettendorf. We're just about ready for the second half of play. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle, Todd Warner, the third member of our crew. Thank you to Todd Tharp, the assistant director of the IHSAA, who has alerted me that Gary was quite the gunslinger at Marion High, or that you like to hand the, or not necessarily like to hand the football off, but we're asked to hand the football off.
That was our job.
Quite a bit. Also want to mention tomorrow, bright and early, actually probably before the sunrise, we're going to be up and on the road back right up here, right up 380 to Cedar Falls, as Iowa City Regina is going to take on Pella Christian in the rematch of an unbelievable quarterfinal matchup from last year.
Yeah, it's a collision waiting to happen, these two programs. What's unique, Alex, is the fact that Pella Christian, this is actually their first time they've made it into the semifinals, and in speaking with their athletic director today, this is only the 12th year of varsity football for Pella Christian, and they've been in the playoffs the last 10 years under Coach Kakmarinski, and they are very, very excited about facing the Regina Regals.
Rich Kakmarinski and Marv Cook squaring off tomorrow, and you can hear it on our FM frequencies. Iowa City West with a 9-0 lead, and it's interesting, Gary and Todd, because you think going into the half that Iowa City West is controlling the game. They're really dominating, especially on the defensive side of the football. They've made a couple of mistakes on the offensive side and on special teams, but you look up and they're only up 9-0. Bettendorf still has a chance to climb back into this football game, but first things first, Iowa City West gets the ball out of the break. And Bettendorf is going to have to come up with a big stop defensively.
Kind of goes back to the key of the game, doesn't it, where you want to come out of the chute fast offensively. Well, they're going to have that opportunity because they do get the ball on the second half kickoff. Can they generate an offensive drive to come up with points,
If not, can they generate an offensive series in which they can flip the field and put Bettendorf back deep in their own territory?
They've had, like I said, a couple of three miscues that stand out in the first half. The Tremel Roberts fumble, the Lucas Carwall blocked extra point, which is why the score is 9-0 and not 10-0. And then at the end of the half, they turn the ball over once again. Jalen Godet fumbled the punt and gave Bettendorf an opportunity instead of getting the ball back. Bettendorf didn't capitalize on their opportunity, but they had an opportunity in Iowa City West territory nonetheless. Like I said, Iowa City West will get the football back. And what do they need to do to kind of generate, pick up where they left off yet finish more drives here in the second half?
Well, I think, again, I mean, it's like a broken record. It's Flitz. I mean, he and I thought a great first half. His efficiency, completions, spot on. Todd will share that with us here in just a sec. But he was very, very good. He moved the ball around, found some different receivers. Westy was really big in that first half, as well as Buchanan. That was good. I think they need to come up with a little bit stronger running game. But let's flip it over to the defensive side. I mean, they shut down Bettendorf. They pitched a shutout in that first half. They only gave up 63 total yards, and this is a team that's coming in averaging 40.5 points per game, so that's outstanding.
Yeah, 21 rushes, 42 yards. I mean, you're giving up 2 yards a carry. That's a darn good average.
Yeah, absolutely. So defensively, I think West High, I'd have to say, won that half as far as, you know, who played the best. I think it was the West High defense.
West High offense about ready to take the field as Justin Ware will kick it off from his own 40-yard line. Austin West and Andre White back deep to receive for the Trojans. A low line drive kick. It's going to go through the end zone, and the Trojans will take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Evan Flitz, good in the first half, efficient throwing the football, didn't have much room running the football. 8 of 11, 113 yards. Had a couple of rushes in the first half, didn't pick up any yardage.
Yeah, I think they need to scrap that fly sweep with Flitz keeping the ball.
They break the huddle.
Maybe go the opposite way here in the second half.
I formation. Andre White, the running back, Godet and Buchanan, the lone receivers. Excuse me, that's Roberts once again as he fights his way across the 20 to the 21-yard line. A gain of 1, second down and 9, upcoming for the Trojans.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Bettendorf has Pat Enger down on the sideline as an assistant coach, and he's probably looking at what I'm looking at. With Roberts carrying the football, he's probably telling all of his linebackers, you know what, strip that thing from that running back.
Wing right formation, two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Flitz back to pass, fires near side, caught by Doyle at the 24-yard line. He's going to be brought down right there. A gain of 2 on the play. It's going to bring up third down and 7 for the Trojans right out of the gate here in the second half.
Anytime you have Evan Flitz in that huddle and in a third and 7 play here, is the offensive coordinator, boy, that just gives you a lot of confidence, you guys, in play selection. You're not afraid to open up the playbook and let Flitz do his thing here.
I formation, one receiver either side. Flitz off play action, pressure in his face, has a man in the flat. That ball's caught at the 30-yard line. Is that Doyle? Yes, it is. He has the first down to the 31. That's Geislin, I should say.
Geislin
coming out of the slot, making a really, really good catch on a pass that was well out in front of him. About 3 yards after the catch, he picks up the first down. He was brought down by Josh Licata, the free safety.
Flitz had to get rid of the ball because of the pressure. And threw it sidearm. Geislin just almost out of stride, but made that great reception.
Flitz hands off to Roberts once again, patiently waiting for a hole. None will arrive. Now he's trying to push the pile, but he will only get back to the line of scrimmage.
Uh-oh.
And a flag is going to fly. It's going to be on the center, Guy Snow. For blocking past the whistle down the field.
It's going to be a 15-yarder, guys. That's going to march the Trojans back deep into their own territory.
Looked like he put defensive tackle Griffin Little
gave him an extra shove at or just a little bit after the whistle, and they're going to call a personal foul against Snow. That's going to back up the Trojans 15 yards. That's after the play as well.
Yeah, they're going to mark this thing back. It's going to end up about, what, the 16-yard line, Todd?
Be third and second and 25.
Second down and 25 from the 16-yard line.
You don't have to pick up the first down all in one play.
Wing right formation, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Flitz in the shotgun, three down lineman for Bettendorf. Flitz rolls to the right, throws back to the left, has Roberts, he makes the catch, tries to make a man miss, does, but can only get out to the 20-yard line. Excellent play by Jaden Kurt, who sat back in the middle of that screen pass back to the near side, stayed at home, and Jalen Figgs finally brought down Roberts. That's going to bring up third down and 21 for the Trojans. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Three down lineman for Bettendorf. Roberts to the left to Flitz. They rush three. Flitz back to pass. Throws over the middle. Has Godet at the 31-yard line. He's going to be brought down right there. Brought down by Blake Rollinger, who applied the hit after a gain of 11 on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down and 10, and Iowa City West will punt the football away.
How costly was that personal foul?
Very.
Well, that's what we're going to find out here.
So Marcus Morgan will punt the football away. Ben Wilson back deep to receive. 8:53 and counting remaining in the third. Green gets off a high spiraling kick. It's going to be fair caught. And
muffed
for a second. The ball's on the ground. A scramble for it. Iowa City West jumps on it.
It's still loose.
Did Iowa City West get on top of it? They did. At the 37-yard line.
Wow.
Ben Wilson kind of alligator-armed it, and Caden Fedler comes up with the fumble recovery.
That ball was on the ground for a good 3, 4, 5 seconds.
It was popping all around like a pinball machine.
And G.S. Fedler squirting out.
Finally gets on top of it. Almost at the exact spot on the field, on the other side of the field, but at the exact yard line that Godet fumbled it in the first half. So 8:35 remaining here in the third quarter. Iowa City West is going to take a timeout leading 9-0. We're going to take a timeout as well. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
The important things in life. $2 bottles of Cold Bud anytime. Happy hour 5 days a week from 3 to 7. And an array of excellent choices for good eats. That's Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. They fully support your need for drink, food, and sports, with an abundance of televisions dedicated to the teams you rabidly follow. Come by Coach's Corner Sports Pub off Mormon Trek, next to Fairway and the U of I Credit Union. Iowa City's home of the Cardinals, but Cub fans are still welcome.
8:35 remaining in the third quarter, 9-0 the lead for Iowa City West, and a huge momentum switch in the football game. Iowa City West was punting to Bettendorf, and Ben Wilson muffed the punt at his own 37-yard line, so the Trojans, with that 9-0 lead, take over first down and 10 in Bettendorf territory.
Hey, look for an aggressive play call here by the Trojans. See if Flitz doesn't try to put something downfield, maybe to Buchanan.
Godet split out wide to the near side, Buchanan to the far side. They're going to hand off to McAravey up the middle inside the 30s, tripped up at the 29-yard line. A gain of 9 on the play. Mason Morris brought him down from his linebacker position. Second down, and we'll call it 2 upcoming for Iowa City West, as they say that he was brought down at the 30 instead of the 29.
Yeah, great run by McRavy right there. 8 yards, first down carry.
Back to the I formation. Flitz under center. Hand off to McRavy again, and he's going to pick up the first down. Near the 27-yard line.
Needed two, picked up three. Chains moving. 3 yards of first down for Iowa City West on the edge of the red zone. The 27-yard line.
Bettendorf, you notice now, too, boy, they're starting to substitute in that defensive line. I think the West High Trojans offensive line starting to wear them down just a little bit here as this game progresses.
Garrett Hartwig sees that, and for the third consecutive play, they're in the I formation. Doyle comes in motion from left to right. Roberts, the running back, play action. Flitz rolls to the right, has Godet. He's going to throw it to him, caught at the 15-yard line. Flag on the near side. At the 30-yard line, it's enough for a first down, a gain of 13 if it stands. But I'm not sure that it will. The officials converge. Flag in the backfield at around the 27-yard line.
I'm not quite sure what this one's going to be.
West is backing up as if they're the guilty party. Holding. They're going to get a holding on Ian Glessing, the right tackle.
That's too bad. That's going to negate a really nice play. Godet's catch.
So instead of the ball being down at the 15-yard line, they're going to back it up to the 38. First down.
21.
And 21 upcoming for Iowa City West. Two tight ends to the right. One receiver to either side, Flitz in the shotgun. Roberts to his right. Three down linemen for Bettendorf. They're showing blitz up the middle. They bring it. An extra guy now, two off the edge. He flings it out to Roberts. He makes the catch at the 40. 35 pushed out of bounds right there at the 35.
Really nice soft hands by Roberts on that catch.
They blitz three that time. Flitz had to get rid of it. A gain of just a couple, but could have been much worse.
Little floater into the sideline by Flitz. Roberts with a nice catch.
Second down and 19 upcoming for Iowa City West. Ball at the 36-yard line. Trips to the far side of the field. One receiver to the near side. It's Godet. He's one-on-one on the right, and they go with a long count. Three Bettendorf Bulldogs jump offside, but Austin Gieslin, the receiver in the slot to the left, also moved almost simultaneously, and the officials converge over the football on the right hash, and they're going to have a long talk. And Bettendorf is clapping, and that indicates that Iowa City West is going to back up 5 yards.
Yeah, they're
going to
be the guilty party here. A little false start.
It's their third false start penalty.
Yeah.
Garrett is not happy on the far sideline. Now second down and 24. Back at the 41-yard line. West in the slot to the left, flanked by Buchanan. Godet split out wide to the right. Roberts the lone running back. Flitz back to pass. Throws it to the left side, caught by Doyle. He is stuck right there at the 35-yard line. That was Mason Morris who brought him down. It's going to bring up third down and about 18 for Iowa City West.
Yeah, Dylan Doyle is just a sure-handed big kid right there.
Two receivers either side. Three down linemen shown by Bettendorf. Flitz in the shotgun. Bettendorf rushes three, back to pass, Flitz over the middle, throws, is tipped up, and is it intercepted? No, it falls incomplete, a miscommunication as Buchanan broke for the sideline. Flitz threw it to the middle of the field, and it was nearly intercepted. Fourth and 18 upcoming for Iowa City West.
35.
Fourth down and 18 from the 35-yard line, and here comes Marcus Morgan.
Gonna try to do a little pooch punt here. Maybe angle to a sideline.
He's going to punt the football away. Josh Licata back deep to receive. Morgan angles it towards the right sideline. It's going to hit down at the 5 and bounce into the end zone for a touchback with 6:20 remaining here in the third quarter, and that was a possession there for Iowa City West that really was hindered by some mistakes, especially in the form of penalties.
Yeah. Credit Bettendorf, the Bulldogs right there, stiffening up. The punt by Morgan probably netted out about 18 yards as they're bringing the ball back to the 20-yard line where the Bulldogs take over. Carter Bell at the helm.
Trying to get some offense going here for the Bulldogs. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Bell back to pass off play action. Rolls to the right, looking to run. Pressure in his face, trying to escape it. He won't. He's brought down in the backfield at the 19-yard line by Landon Green. It doesn't matter when Bettendorf has tried to roll the pocket to the right. The cavalry is coming from the backside.
Lots of pressure.
And Landon Green brings him down. Tramell Roberts was right in his face as he approached the far boundary and strung him out a couple of yards before he was brought down by Green. Second down and 10 upcoming. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. McIntosh to the left. Coming in motion is Wilson. Handoff to McIntosh up the middle. Stuck right at the line of scrimmage by Tramell Roberts. Brought down right there. Third and 10 upcoming.
Yeah, that was a big defensive play right there for the Trojans. Second and 10. That's going to bring up third and 10. No gain by McIntosh.
Tough sledding in this football game for Bettendorf offensively. Third and 10. 5:10 remaining here in the third quarter.
Critical, critical down for both teams right now, guys.
Three down linemen for Iowa City West. Trips to the left for Bettendorf. One receiver to the right. McIntosh to the right of Bell. Bell takes the snap. They bring forward, does West. Bell steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle, and overshoots his intended receiver, Wilson, by about 10 yards. And that brings up fourth down in a punting situation for the Bulldogs. And that time, Iowa City West rushed four and still got to Bell and forced him into an errant throw.
And they brought Roberts kind of on a spy technique where he's, I'm sure, assigned Bell. He had great coverage. Dylan Doyle running downfield as well as Godet.
Justin Ware will punt it away, and before he gets it off, a flag comes in, and it's going to be a false start, so that's going to bring back Bettendorf up 5 yards.
Field position here, you guys.
We've talked about it a couple of times. Iowa City West will try to get the football back and should have some solid field position, assuming they can execute on this punt return.
Field the ball in the air. You're going to be in on Bettendorf's side of the field. We're more than halfway through this third quarter.
Ware stands back at his own goal line. Godet back at his own 45. Ware takes the snap, puts a charge into this one, low line drive, and it's going to bounce at the 40 and take a Bettendorf roll all the way to the 7-yard line.
Punted away from the punt returners.
57 ball. Yards.
Yep, ball took a favorable Bettendorf bounce. Probably rolled, what do you think, 15, 20 yards on the roll?
Easily. 4:31 remaining here in the third quarter, 9-0. The Iowa City West lead and a timeout on the field. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
4:31 remaining here in the third quarter of this Class 4A semifinal matchup between Iowa City West and Bettendorf. The Trojans lead the Bulldogs 9-0. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And guys, this is a big, we've said it the last couple of possessions, any extra points that Iowa City West can put on this scoreboard makes it that much tougher for a struggling Bettendorf offensive football team.
Yeah, exactly. And in this possession for the Trojans, they need to clean up those mistakes that they just had in that previous possession. You know, they had three penalties, is that, if I'm not mistaken? False starts. I mean, those are just concentration penalties.
Holding, personal fouls.
Yeah.
You know, it's been... when I've spoke with Coach Hartwig after ball games, the one thing he says when he wants to see his team improve is be consistent.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been consistency in their offense because of the penalties.
Yeah.
It's put them as he – it's gotten them off schedule.
Those five-yarders just doggone it.
It takes away options in their playbook. And that's just – that's resulted in just there's no consistency, no flow. Yeah.
Get in that rhythm.
Despite that, they have a two-score lead trying to add more onto that. Flitz out of the timeout, rolls to his left. He's going to run it himself, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield. Brought down at the 25-yard line. Loss of two on the play. That play has not worked the three times that they have run that here this afternoon. Good. Second and 12 upcoming.
Good lateral pursuit out of the Bulldogs right there. You just can't quite beat them to the edge.
Godet splits out wide to the near side. Buchanan to the far side. Two tight ends to the right. Flitz in the shotgun, back to pass. Three-man rush by Bettendorf. Throws over the middle, has Doyle. It's intercepted across the 30 to the 25. It's going to be pushed out of bounds. It's Josh Licata pushed out of bounds at the 21-yard line. And the last thing that Iowa City West could afford to do in order to keep Bettendorf at arm's length was to do that. They have turned the football over, and Bettendorf takes over in the Iowa City West red zone.
Yeah, looking for Doyle over the middle, but he couldn't take his eyes off of him. Licata just sat back, read that, jumped the route, came up with that 16-yard interception for the Bulldogs. They are now in the red zone.
First time all day, correct? Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Bell in the shotgun, McIntosh to his left. Four down linemen for West. Bell back to pass, fires it near side. It's caught by Wilson at the 15-yard line. Maybe they'll give him progress to the 14. That's a gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 upcoming for the Bulldogs.
Here's where the West High defensive coaches just need to look at tendencies, look at play charts here. What are the characteristics? What are the traits that the Bulldogs have shown all year? They aren't going to vary from it very much right now.
Three down linemen for Iowa City West. Two receivers either side for Bettendorf. Wilson comes in motion from left to right. Fakes the handoff, does Bell. He's going to keep it himself up the middle, inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. A gain of 8 and a first down. First down and goal upcoming for Bettendorf.
Austin West on the tackle. Not before Bell picks up that critical first down. It's first and goal. Ball's resting right at the 6.
Jason Strunk back into the game. That defensive tackle. Darian Porter splits out wide to the right. Two receivers to the near side. Bell hands off to McIntosh. He fumbles the football. It's on the ground. Scramble for it. There's a pile at around the 12-yard line. West thinks they have it. Landon Green is at least saying that he has it. Nobody else really indicating. The officials unpile the bodies. West has the football. At the 12,
Cole Mabry on that fumble recovery.
Cole Mabry. Just when you thought Bettendorf was going to come back
Landon
and cut it
Green.
To a two-point game, Landon Green strips Nigel McIntosh and forces a fumble, and West recovers.
Yeah, Landon Green being that wrestler. Gets in there, fights hard, keeps that pad level down, met the ball carrier, stripped the ball, and then it was just a dogfight. Cole Mabry ended up on top of that ball.
I formation behind Flitz, one receiver either side.
Roberts is the running back. They're going to hand off to McAravy up the middle, and he fights forward for about two. Out to the 19-yard line. Second and eight upcoming. What a deflating play right there if you're a Bettendorf Bulldog.
Well, you've got to score on this West High defense when you get a chance.
And they had picked up some momentum with a first down, had a first and goal situation. Could have cut it to a two-point game. Instead, it remains 9-0. Flitz back to pass, pressure off the edge. It's picked up, throws out to the far flat, and just out in front of Travis Buchanan. I think the timing was off just a little bit, had him open, but didn't get out of his break quite quickly enough. Third down and eight upcoming for Iowa City West.
Yeah, that's one of the few times that we've seen Flitz and Buchanan on a timing route just not connect.
Third down and eight from their own 14-yard line.
Let's come up with a completion here. What do you say, guys?
Godet to the near side. West in the slot to the left flank by Buchanan. Flitz in the shotgun. Roberts to his right. Blitz coming. Flitz fires near side. And it's caught by Godet at the 30-yard line. A first down, a gain of 16 for Jalen Godet. Flitz took a shot. Stood in there against the blitz. The pressure coming off the edge by the outstanding defensive end, Jaden Kurt, and Flitz delivered a strike.
That's just impressive.
Two receivers to the far side. Flitz fires it quickly out to Geeslin, caught at the 30. Dragged down at the 35-yard line. Brought nice. Down by Jalen Figgs, but a gain of six, second and four upcoming for West.
Nice block by Buchanan up there on the top side. Geeslin, nice route, turned up. Caught the ball out front.
They go back to the huddle. Now the double wing formation, a tight end to either side. They're in the backfield, one receiver to either side. Roberts to the left of Flitz. He's going to get the carry off the counter, looking for room. None there, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield for a loss of two on the play. Jaden Kurt was the first one in there to bring down Roberts. Third down and seven upcoming for Iowa City West.
You know, Kurt, you've got Kurt at 6 foot 195. He plays more like 6'2", 6'3", 2 1/4. That kid's a tough, tough football player for Bettendorf.
That was his 20th tackle for loss on the season. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Third and six, inside of 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter, could be the quarter's final play. Flitz, back to pass, pressure in his face, fires it deep down the sideline. Buchanan goes up for
it.
Got it. Back shoulder, it's caught at the 43-yard line of Bettendorf.
And it looks like Buchanan's down on that far sideline.
Buchanan makes the catch, and he's down on the sideline, a gain of 24 on the play.
Just a phenomenal catch by Buchanan, but he's down.
We'll see the replay. He Look adjusted to it, went back shoulder, clearly made the catch,
and
that
left leg.
Came down a little awkward.
Planted, I think he probably just strained his left knee.
They're going to take a look at that left knee, and there's a timeout on the field.
Alex, he spun completely around to make that catch, came down awkwardly in that left leg.
So with 15 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, a huge momentum play for Iowa City West. Might come at a little bit of a cost as Buchanan hobbles off to the sideline under very little power on that left leg. Hope that kid is okay. He is a really, really good football player.
He's a gamer. He is a game-changing athlete. We'll try to keep an eye on him and see if we can get some movement on that sideline. It's going to be kind of tough sitting back there, the benches almost underneath the bleachers.
Geeslin and split out wide to the left. Godet splits out wide to the right. Flitz off play action, back to pass, takes a shot, has a man. It's West in the end zone. It's caught.
West in
the end zone. Touchdown, West.
Austin West.
Austin West from 43 yards out. And the Trojans take a 15-0 lead with 9 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Flitz again, just a perfectly thrown ball out in front. West was even with the defender, and then they turned on the afterburners to go get the ball. Caught it right at the goal line going in. Beautiful, beautiful touchdown for West High.
Was defended by Dustin Harris, the strong safety. And the extra point coming from Lucas Carwall. The snap is good, the hold is good, the kick is up, and it is good. 16-0, Iowa City West lead. How's that for a play call? You lose your big play receiver. Let's take a shot deep down the field. That's exactly what Iowa City West did, and they have a two-score,
a legitimate
two-score lead here with 9 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Touchdown with two. You need two touchdowns with two two-point conversions for Bettendorf. Well, I don't know, you guys, you never want to say that you feel, you know, pretty good here, but that certainly helps the situation out.
Field position. If Iowa City West can try to make Bettendorf go 50 or more yards on each possession, it's going to be very difficult for the Bulldogs to score.
Yeah.
They've shown that all day.
Pressure is definitely on Bettendorf right now from here on out. We've got 9 ticks left in the third quarter, just about ready to head into that all-important fourth quarter. 16-0, Iowa City West leading the Bettendorf Bulldogs.
Carwall will kick it off from his own 40-yard line. Porter back deep to receive with Josh Licata as well. A high kick. It's going to be fielded at the 5-yard line by Licata to the 10, 15, angles to the left, burst of speed to the 20, brought down at the 24-yard line. And that's where Bettendorf will take over first and 10 with 3 seconds remaining. So one final play upcoming here in the third quarter, brought down by Kobe Burns on the play and Nathan Dill. First and 10 for the 25, one final play here in the third quarter. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Bell in the shotgun, McIntosh to his left. Four down linemen for West, hard count for Bell, back to pass. Pressure in his face, rolls to his left, breaks contain, and he steps out of a tackle, throws down the field, and overshoots everybody. Good job by Bell. I thought he was dead.
Oh, I thought he was down. I thought he was down.
The 18-yard line, but throws it away, and that's how the third quarter of play ends. Second down and 10 upcoming for Bettendorf after this 60-second timeout. 16-0, the Iowa City West lead, 12 minutes away from advancing to their second consecutive state final. We'll step aside. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Welcome back to the Unidome start of the fourth quarter. Iowa City West, the number one team in Class 4A, leads Bettendorf 16-0. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And a couple of things to keep an eye out. Travis Buchanan, after a big-time reception on that far sideline, went down. It appeared that he was favoring his left leg. The next play, Austin West from 43 yards out went into the end zone and has given Iowa City West what looks like, at this point, a sizable lead to start the fourth quarter. Bettendorf has been held in check offensively, to say the least, all day. And they begin the fourth quarter of play, second down and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
Looks like over on the far sideline there, Travis Buchanan is up and walking around.
That is a good sign.
Looks like a little limp, but the fact that he's up and moving is good.
That's a good sign.
Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Bell rolls to the left, rolls to the right, cuts back to the left, across the 30, angling left to the 33, brought down right there after a gain of 8. Second down and 2 upcoming. Cole Mabry made the tackle coming from his backside strong safety position. Third down and 2 upcoming for Bettendorf.
It's really important, guys, from this point on that the defensive backs for West High keeps every play in front of them. They cannot afford to let anything get in behind.
Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side, three down linemen for West. Bell rolls to the right. Pitches it back to the left.
Oh,
right in his face
goodness.
Was Quinn Baker to bring down Nigel McIntosh in the backfield. He was not fooled by that shovel pass at all. A loss of 3. Fourth down upcoming for Bettendorf.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Baker just engulfed McIntosh on that play right there. He just disappeared from our view. What a heck of a play by Baker.
Justin Ware will punt it away. Jalen Godet back deep to receive. 5 on the play clock.
Oh.
Rolls to his right. That was Baker actually punting it away. And a line drive punt is going to take a huge Bettendorf bounce down inside the 15. It's going to be touchdown near the 11. First down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West. A 57-yard punt, his second of the day. And that's where West will take over. What we're going to do right now, we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Flitz running the option, keeps it himself, cuts it back over the middle of the field and gets decked from the backside after picking up 2. Brought down by Griffin Little. Second down and 8 upcoming for Iowa City West. Not the shots you want to see your quarterback take.
Shane Felder also in on that tackle, number 43. Boy, he just, took Flitz to the turf pretty tough.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Roberts gets the carry up the middle, and Shane Felder right in the backfield to bring Roberts down for a loss of 5 on the play.
It's going to be really important West High doesn't turn the ball over with a turnover here.
Rocky Shane Felder, part of the all-name team, here in the Eastern Iowa area.
You know, and here's the other thing, too. He's not like a receiver. He's a defensive end.
Yeah.
Rocky's a defensive end.
And that number 43, that had special meaning at Bettendorf.
Oh, you bet. The jersey.
That number itself represents the guy who kind of plays with that extra energy.
Two receivers either side. Flitz hands off to Roberts, angling left. He's going to be brought down across the 9 to the 10-yard line, so a gain of 1. That'll bring up fourth down and a 3-and-out by West. They'll punt the football away. And at this point, you wonder if West will be content to run the ball and play the field position game and punt the football back the way their defense is playing.
Well, the other thing, too, you guys, you've got a freshman punter, Marcus Morgan. How is he going to handle this pressure situation right now for the Trojans back in their own territory? He's going to be punting out of
out of the Trojan end zone here. Morgan, 5 yards deep, rolls to his right, gets off a beauty of a punt, and it's going to drive Licata back to his own 46-yard line. A 44-yard punt, and Bettendorf will take over first down and 10 from their own 46. How is he going to react?
Yeah,
pretty well.
Exactly. Are those some athletic genes right there? Dad, Michael Morgan, great basketball player at Iowa, basketball coach. Jeremy Morgan, older brother. He's had a couple sisters that have gone through West High, playing now at UNI on the basketball court. Great family, great athletic family.
Carter Bell in the shotgun. McIntosh to his left. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Wes brings four. Roberts blitzes off the left edge. He's going to get home. He's going to bring down Bell at the 45-yard line. Also brought down by Dylan Shepard from the backside. A loss of one on the play, second down and 10. That was a case of Roberts and Shepard saying, let's meet at the quarterback, and they did.
Well, I really like the West High defensive scheme here. Roberts is almost spying Carter Bell right now and just is not going to let him break any long runs.
Two receivers either side, three down linemen for West. Bell in the shotgun, Wilson coming in motion, fakes the jet sweep action. Bell keeps it himself, looking to go left. He'll have nowhere to go. Caden Fedler, a yard loss on the play, third and 12 upcoming.
Boy, I don't know how many tackles Fedler's had today, but he is playing lights out here.
You talk about a defense that doesn't buy any of the fakes or any of the misdirection and has trusted their eyes and played their keys. Iowa City West, all afternoon long, has done that.
Team defense.
Third and 12, trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Bell in the shotgun, McIntosh to his right, ball on the left hash. Bell rolls to his right, breaks contained, looks down the field, throws deep down the sideline, looking for Wilson, and he overshoots him. Beautiful coverage out there by Austin West, and that's going to bring up a fourth down situation for Bettendorf.
West, you've got Mabry coming over, a little help on the near side there, but Austin West, just great coverage downfield. Remember, guys, You've got Bettendorf coming in here averaging 40.5 points a game. They are yet to cross the goal line.
Aaron Wiley with a little decision, at least for now, it looks like he'll punt on 4th and 11. And nope, they're going to fake it. Bell's going to throw, and he has Wilson across the 40 to the 38-yard line, but a flag is down in the backfield. Will it be on Iowa City West?
I think it will be a penalty against West High.
Yards on the reception.
You've got to figure when Carter Bell lines up to be the punter, you've got to also consider a fake.
So it was a late hit on Iowa City West. So that's going to be 15 more yards on to the end of the run. Tough sequence there for West, but they bring their defense back out on the field, and Landon Green hit him well late. So the ball all the way down to the 21-yard line, and an absolute must score here for Bettendorf if they want to try to come back in this football game. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. First and 10 from the 21. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Jaron Shook splits out wide as the only receiver here to the near side. McIntosh to the right of Bell. Four down lineman for West. Bell off the pump fake, throws over the middle of the field.
No.
Mabry nearly got to it. He was looking down the seam to Wilson. The coverage was there, but it falls incomplete in the middle of the end zone, second and 10 upcoming.
You're a defensive back, sit back playing center field. You love to be able to read those quarterback eyes. Mabry did just that, and
and just short of coming up with another interception.
They go back to that same formation. Wilson is in the slot. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. McIntosh now to the left of Bell. He swings out of the backfield. Bell throws over the middle. It's tipped up and nearly caught by Shook, but it falls incomplete. Iowa City West is doing a really good job of getting physical at the line of scrimmage with Bettendorf's receivers and knocking them off of their path and their routes. That brings up third and 10.
Well, the other thing you like about West High, just watch those linebackers. Really, really active. Their heads are on a swivel. They're finding receivers coming into the area. They're staying right with them. Excellent job. You need to know where number 26 is on the field. He's in the slot on the top side. That's Wilson.
Third and 10. Bell, back to pass. Three-man rush. Steps up in the pocket. Throws over the middle. Tipped up, and it falls.
Intercepted
by Iowa City West. Bringing it back is right across the 20, 25. Pushed out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Andre White with an interception in the end zone. And Iowa City West comes away with another turnover.
How about answering the bell when they have to? Two interceptions of Carter Bell in this particular game. Came in without an interception. Two picks by West High at critical times of the game. Kept it out of the end zone once again. Good field position for West High with 6:29 left in this one.
Guys, we've seen Iowa City West four times this year. Have we seen a game where they have played this lights out defensively?
Defensively, that's what I said in the first half. I have to give them all the credit in the world. They're doing the same thing here in the second half.
Flitz in the shotgun. Roberts behind him. One receiver either side. Flitz fires quickly out to Godet, right flat. Caught, now fumbled out of bounds. Now they're going to say he never had possession. Incomplete, second and 10 upcoming for West. An unbelievably impressive performance from this defense here this afternoon in this semifinal matchup. 40.5 points per game was the average for Bettendorf. Coming into the game, they have not scored yet. Handoff up the middle to Roberts, and he pushes the pile across the 38 to the 39-yard line, a gain of 5. That's going to bring up third down and 5. And you just have to imagine, maybe Garrett gets a little conservative here and runs the football because he has all the confidence in the world in that defensive unit.
You bet, absolutely. And the offensive line also is doing a great job up front right now. I just want to make sure that Trammell covers that ball up as a ball carrier.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Flitz in the shotgun. He's going to throw. Fires quickly out to the flat. That's caught by Godet. He makes the catch across the 45 to the 46. A gain of 7 in an Iowa City West first down.
Just a nice little pitch and catch. They've done it all year. Godet, Buchanan, Flitz pulling the trigger. The clock runs at 5:41.
No need to go up tempo here if you're West. Let that clock run down. They're going to hand off to Roberts, angling left, has room across midfield, dragging tacklers, the 45, covers the football up, and gets to the 43-yard line. He'll have what I think is enough for a first down, and it will be enough for a first down.
Clock's going to stop momentarily. While the officials set the ball, put it in play.
Same formation. Flitz in the pistol, quickly fires it to the seam. It's caught by Geesland across the 40 to the 37. That's a gain of 6, second and 4 upcoming for Iowa City West, and now they're methodically moving the football, running the football in the short passing game.
Stay with what you do best. Short passes, little runs here and there, offensive line providing that good protection, and Flitz, again, is a great second half.
Rhythm.
They're in it right now, aren't they, Todd?
Hand off to McIravy up the middle, and he pushes his way forward for another first down. Down to the 33-yard line. He needed 4. He got 4, and he picks up the first down. And Iowa City West can smell it now. If they take care of the football,
and they do what they do best, they're going to move on to their second consecutive state championship game. Flitz under center eye formation. Hand off to Roberts. Angling right off right guard. Maybe has a yard to the 32-yard line before he was finally pushed back by a host of Bettendorf tacklers. Second down and nine upcoming. The clock continues to wind, more importantly than the yardage. Under 4 minutes to play here in the Unidome.
Well, the goal all season was to get back to the Dome, not just in the semifinals, but in the finals, and it looks like West High, you know, foreseeing any craziness that would happen in the final 3:30 of this ball game. West High's heading back, guys, to the championship game.
Second down and nine. They go with a long count, and Bettendorf jumps offside.
That's what you have to do, too, from an offensive standpoint. Be disciplined. Be able to stay in the saddle there on that extended count.
So second down and four, now upcoming for Iowa City West. Just outside of the red zone. Ball at the 27-yard line, and Aaron Wiley and the Bettendorf Bulldogs are going to call a timeout. What we're going to do is we'll call a timeout as well. We'll step aside, 16-0, the lead for Iowa City West. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in three delicious flavors, chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Ah, the important things in life. $2 bottles of Cold Bud anytime. Happy hour 5 days a week from 3 to 7, and an array of excellent choices for good eats. That's Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. They fully support your need for drink, food, and sports, with an abundance of televisions dedicated to the teams you rabidly follow. Come by Coach's Corner Sports Pub off Mormon Trek, next to Fairway and the U of I Credit Union. Iowa City's home of the Cardinals, but Cub fans are still welcome.
3:31 left here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls in the first of two Class 4A semifinal matchups. This one between the Iowa City West Trojans and the Bettendorf Bulldogs, and the Trojans lead the Bulldogs 16-0 with 3:31 remaining in the fourth quarter. Alex Coote alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And guys, it's been kind of a workmanlike. It hasn't been a pretty effort from the offense here this afternoon for Iowa City West because of some penalties. They've moved the ball effectively at times, but the defense has been the story.
The defense is just incredible today. You know, the old cliche of offense wins games, defense wins championships. Well, that's what we're seeing on display right now by the West High Trojans.
Out of the timeout, second down and four upcoming for West High at the 27-yard line of the Bulldogs. One receiver either side tight end to the right. It's Doyle. I formation behind Flitz as Tremel Roberts dots the I. Four down lineman shown by Bettendorf. Flitz back to pass, one-on-one, has a man wide open. Geislin in the end zone, goes up for it, makes the catch, touchdown West. From 27 yards out, he beat Jalen Figgs on the near side, who had the coverage, and Iowa City West up 22-0 with 3:23 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Well, Figgs is an awfully good defender as well. Geislin, maybe just a slight little arm out there to get a little separation. Jump ball, 50-50 ball in the corner of the end zone. Geislin wins that, and West High puts their third touchdown on the board today.
Carwall on to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Evan Flitz. Snap good, hold good, kick is also good. 23-0, the Iowa City West lead, and they're on their way to their second consecutive state championship game. With 3:23 remaining in the fourth quarter, we're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble, get misty at the Hail Mary pass, or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
Austin Gieselin with his second touchdown reception of the year gives Iowa City West a 23-0 lead as Carwall kicks it off, fielded by Licata across the 15 to the 20, angling left, goes backwards, and he's finally going to be brought down by Nathan Dill at the 20-yard line. A return of 13 yards, and with 3:16 remaining here in the fourth quarter, Bettendorf gets the football back, trailing 23-0. And their offense goes back out on the field and steps into a buzzsaw of a defense that West has put forth here this afternoon.
You know, you talk about Gieselin's second touchdown reception on the year. None more important than that one right there, you guys. I mean, that just put the nail in the coffin.
Travis Buchanan went out earlier here in the fourth quarter on the very next play. After one of their more explosive receiver goes out, a 43-yard touchdown pass to Austin West, and now an explosive touchdown pass to Gieselin. McIntosh rush off the left edge, nowhere to go, maybe picks up a yard, brought down by Dylan Shepard from his defensive end position, second and 10 upcoming.
Just a solid defense all around. I mean, we've talked about the front four and the quickness of Green and Strunk, Shepard.
Bell rolls to his right, looking to break contain, can't do it, cuts back to the left, spins out of a tackle, still on his feet, picks up 4 yards, out to the 25-yard line, and Bell is down on the field.
It's
that
shoulder,
left
yep.
shoulder.
Yep, there it is. How long could he play?
I've said it a couple of times as Bell hobbles off to the sideline. The Iowa City West defense has done an unbelievable job of keeping contain on him. When he rolls to his right or rolls to his left and tries to break contain, he can't do it because Iowa City West has 3 or 4 defenders out there waiting for him.
You can just see how important he is to this Bettendorf offense. He's played extremely well in some tough circumstances with that shoulder.
Justin Ware checks in at quarterback. He's going to hand off to McIntosh up the middle, and waiting for him, guess who? Caden Fedler, a 1 yard loss. Fourth down upcoming for Bettendorf.
Yeah, how would you like to try to come up with like the player of the game defensively for West High? I mean, how could
Can't
you?
Can't do it.
They're just an unbelievable effort out of everybody.
Well, you got Bell and McIntosh, who are both one day on 28 carries between the two of them. Just 55 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the ball game.
Punts the football away, end over end kick. Fair caught by Godet at the 40-yard line. 1:44 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 23-0 the lead for Iowa City West. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
1:44 remaining
in the fourth quarter. Owen McAravey gets the carry for Iowa City West, picks up seven, with Iowa City West leading Bettendorf 23-0, just 90 seconds away from advancing to their second consecutive state championship game. They'll play next Friday night right here at 7 p.m., maybe.
that's the scheduled time.
Yes. We'll see.
And who is that opponent going to be?
Will we have a rematch?
Quite sure. Yeah, we're not quite sure yet.
We'll find out in a few hours. McAravey again gets the carry up the middle. He'll pick up the first down to the 49-yard line of Bettendorf, and that is all but going to do it. Travis Buchanan comes back into the game.
I think this is just the fact that he wanted to get back in for the close of this ball game.
Hobbling on that left ankle or left leg.
Very exciting for the Trojans.
Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial will get underway about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this game to decide who plays the Trojans next Friday night.
That's going to be a dandy.
Flitz goes under center. Victory formation. He takes a knee.
And the hugs are beginning on both sides.
The Iowa City West contingency elated on the far sideline. The Trojans will win their 12th game of the season. Their 19th consecutive game dating back to last year. And that knee is going to do it. 23-0. Iowa City West is 12-0, and they're back in the state championship game. Congratulations to Coach Garrett Hartwig for taking this Trojans team back to the state championship game. Bettendorf finishes off the season at 10-2. Iowa City West, 12. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside for a break, and we're going to come back with our post-game show. You're listening to high school football on all three KGYM frequencies.
Cancellation fee may apply, subject to eligibility. Not available in Alaska, Missouri, and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You've been driving your car for a few years now. It's old enough to make you a little nervous, but you'd like to hold off buying a new one as long as possible. Has your manufacturer's warranty expired? Is it about to? What if you lost your transmission today? Would it wipe out your savings or max out your credit card? Truth is, you may gamble yourself deeper into debt. Protect yourself from big, unexpected car repair bills with an affordable vehicle protection plan from Toco Warranty. It's easy and affordable. You pick the coverage, you even choose your own repair shop. When it happens, and it will, your plan pays your mechanic directly so you don't have to. Roadside service, towing, and rental car benefits are included, all for a fraction of what you'd pay out of pocket. Drive carefree with a simple phone call. 800-276-1431. That's 800-276-1431. 800-276-1431.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a Reese and Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 8000. froyofranchising.com, promo code 8000. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8000.
Iowa City West, once again, heading back to the state championship game with a 23-0 victory over Bettendorf in this Class 4A semifinal matchup. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. Welcome into the brief postgame show. And guys, defensively, outstanding. What an effort this afternoon from the Trojans.
I'm not so sure this wasn't the best defensive effort we've seen out of West High, you know, this year. Go back to last year. I mean, this was just rock
solid against a really good offensive team in Bettendorf. These guys are championship caliber. They feel it. You know, you can just see, you can sense it. They're on a mission. I'm excited for next week.
And it's been interesting to kind of follow this team this year, but Todd, they did what they needed to do offensively in the end. They moved the ball at times. There were a couple of mistakes they're going to need to clean up before they face one of these two teams in Ankeny Centennial or Dowling Catholic. But just an impressive performance. Evan Flitz, despite a couple of mistakes, rallied and made a couple of plays late.
Well, we talked about him in the pregame, that he was the guy that makes this team roll. And second half, he got things rolling. He ends up with a typical Evan Flitz type game.
Yeah, these are his numbers.
21 of 28, 285 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And we kind of were critical that he made a couple mistakes. You know, but yet any coach would love to have those numbers.
He would agree with us, though.
He would.
You know what? I'd like to have that play back. I did, you know, boy, I just wasn't very smart. I didn't protect the ball in that situation. I didn't read it very well. But, boy, I'll tell you what, he's going into that championship game as well as all of the Trojans with an abundance of confidence.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing that he would probably say he didn't play well in the phase of the game tonight was his running game. He ended up – and Bettendorf did a great job at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you want to say who won or lost that, to me that was about a push.
Yeah.
It was pretty controlled. He had negative 2 yards on 8 carries. Just that option wasn't there tonight, really.
Yep. Nope. But I think you have to run that occasionally just to keep the defense honest.
Yep. You know, 31 rushes for Iowa City West, 135 yards, led by Tremel Roberts, 17 carries, 109 yards.
Yeah, he was the bull when they needed it. But I tell you the other thing, too, the fullback. McArabi came up with some key carries at times for West High as well.
Yeah, 6 carries tonight, 28 yards. But they were at key times.
Yeah.
You know, he got some first downs, and he changed up the pace a little bit.
23-0, the final as Iowa City West moves to 12-0, and we're going to have their game next Friday night right here at 7 p.m. Who will they be playing? We'll just find out here as this next game gets underway in about 28 minutes. Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial. Will we have a rematch between Dowling and Iowa City West, or will Ankeny Centennial defeat the Maroons for the second time this year? We're going to find out.
One thing, Alex, I think with West High, they sent a statement with this particular ball game to whoever they're going to play next week in the championship game. They are the real deal.
Well, guys, we got to head south about an hour and 40 minutes and wake up at about 6 a.m.
Yes.
And get the coffee and donuts ready for tomorrow morning as we're going to be right back here. We'll be on the air at about 9:30 a.m. as Iowa City Regina takes on Pella Christian in a Class 1A semifinal. For Jeff Downing, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Todd Warner and Gary Fickle, Alex Kuhn signing off here, 23-0. Iowa City West victory over Bettendorf. We're going to send you to John Walter's call of Iowa State and University of Missouri as college basketball tips off tonight on KGYM. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports.